it'll be alright. Don't worry, he will make your heavy light. Don't worry at all, worry at all. This love is always right on time. I've been trying to figure out my own way, trying to put it all on me. Weighed down by the pressure, without looking up, I know you see me. Cause on and on and on, you keep blessing me. But on and on and on, I keep worrying why I'm always running when you're telling me. You're telling me don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, it will make your heavy light.
Nine minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You know she from Puerto Rico.
Lala and James Bond in my black tuxedo. Southside side coolin', I've been incognito.
Yeah, always spin up bread, baby, I'm no cheapo. Shout out Uncle Billy, he just beat the chemo.
Pretty Spanish mommy, and she call me Chico. She said, como estas, I said, me no speako.
Yeah, fake it till you make it, I call that placebo.
God,
Father, Son, and Spirit, that's the three amigo. Ay, woke up in the morning, I just did my Devo. That's the way I doodle on my ego. I think I just might have disappointed Primo. Dang.
That's okay, we just did this for the people.
Feeling sorry for yourself, like, poor me. Pour me, pour me a glass of coquito.
8 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
She want revival, ever since I had swung viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the dial. She want revival, ever since I had swung viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the...
Are you being serious right now?
Wait, oh... Girl, now you wanna chat. I was 19 with no clue where I was at. I was way too down for the shorty in the back. Now I'm up, so you down, tryna swing around back. But don't text my phone, no, no. Mm-mm. Hit my girl, she could tell you how it go. Do a show in your city, I'ma overcharge. Tryna play games with me like it's King of Hearts. Now you wanna know what you missing. On the radio, and now you wanna listen. Need LASIK, you ain't got vision. When time, no.
Even when it's 7 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by, but just wasting time. Try to prove who's right, and if it all goes crashing to the sea, if it's just you and me trying to find a light. Like ships in the night, letting cannonballs fly. Say what you mean, and it turns to a fight. Fists fly from my mouth as it turns south. You're down the driveway, I'm on the couch. Chasing your dreams since the violent fifth grade. Trying to believe in your silent own way. Cause we'll be okay, I'm not going away. If you watched it 14 as it went down the drain. And pops stayed the same and your mom smoothed away. How many of our parents seem to make it anyway? We're just fumbling through the gray. Trying to find a heart that's not walking away.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Take our final bow. Oh, this is our time to go. But at least we stole the show. 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 At least we stole the show.
Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Mm-hmm.
my little vibe thing. Funny how time change. Reminiscing days when they used to hit me with the cold shoulder like a ice age. I pray that the real never die, man. And the real never die, man. Cause when I look around at all of my dogs, we came out the right way. All my dogs, we came out the right way. Never switched up for a price range. And we lived up to the high, man. Used to bust jugs for a nice chain. It's a tight game. Shawty, she so bad, I think I might hang. Let me put something in your life, man. I only wish that my pops was here to see it now. Used to sit in the drop and kick a freestyle.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Anxiety inside of me, I think I might die. Losing time, I ain't even in my right mind. Turning 21, feeling like I'm 35. Even though I know it's early to worry, and I've been all on my own, even when I'm home. Taking care of myself and realizing that I'm grown. I got homies on my payroll, we tryna win. People who ain't in my circle tryna get in. Wanna make my parents proud, but then again, that could really wear you out. So in the end, I just wanna be my true self and not pretend. Gotta follow what's up in my heart with no regrets. I've been doing what I gotta do, even when I feel tired, gotta follow through. They wanna tell me what to say like it's up to you, but I gotta keep it true, show it from my view. I ain't done growing up yet.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
All your friends are verified, acting like the first in line. I'm looking at your life through cellophane, hoping things will stay the same. I was always by your side. And isn't it strange how strangers get? Isn't it strange? On someone by shadow that I can't define. Turn into a gas like kerosene. Love that felt like 17. Hurt me too.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
I just need a light in this dark place. Now I'm falling for you, hoping I survive the way down. Getting harder, trying to keep your life straight now. Think I'm getting lost in your mind games now.
Just 30 more seconds.
Let's go. Y'all know how it is, though. Hit it out of here. I might have to
take this show on the road. We go.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Well, we're coming down the home stretch of the 2023 season. It's the final night game of the year as the Frisco Rough Riders rematch with the Amarillo Sod Poodles for the second to final time here on the series. Hi again, everybody. Welcome back to Hodgetown in Amarillo, Texas, and seated alongside the voice of the Frisco Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. This is Josh Warden welcoming you into game 136 of 137 on the season for the Rough Riders, looking to win their second game of the series and still have a chance to split this week in Amarillo. After a come-from-behind loss yesterday with the Sod Poodles coming back late in the ballgame, final score was 5-4 on a walk-off balk in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders gave up the go-ahead run early on, ended up leading for most of the game, and was ahead 4-1 over the Soddies until the eighth inning, in which Amarillo hit back-to-back home runs for a combined 3 tallies, tied the game at 4-4, and then scored without an out in the bottom of the ninth inning with a run coming home on a balk. So Frisco trails the series now 3-1, and without any playoff chances on the line for the Rough Riders, they're merely trying to salvage a few wins at the end of the year, salvage the series, keep developing, and hopefully end on a good note here in 2023. One final thing that we'll see in this season of 2023 is Jack Leiter on the hill. The right-hander out of Vanderbilt has a 2-6 record, a 5.17 ERA this season. He makes his 19th and last start in a Rough Riders uniform this season. 76 innings so far this year, 101 strikeouts for the former second overall selection for the Rough Riders. And Jack Leiter gets the start today against Amarillo. Now for the Sod Poodles today, it's also a right-hander. Yilbert Diaz gets the start, just his third at the AA level this year. He has one win, no losses, and 4 earned runs given up over 9 innings, and so that is an ERA of exactly 4. So his fourth and final start of 2023 for a guy who has spent most of this year at the high A level with a 5.03 ERA in Hillsboro in the Diamondbacks organization. Speaking of pitchers, Michael Brewer joins us next, a reliever for the Frisco Rough Riders, and we'll have part two of that conversation coming up next as we continue on the pregame show. First pitch is at 7:05 tonight here in the Saturday affair of Sod Poodles and Rough Riders baseball, second to last game of the season. Michael Brewer next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got 2 all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Well, we return to the pregame show. Michael Brewer is our guest, part two of this discussion with the relief pitcher out of Hillsboro, Missouri. Here's the rest of this discussion with Michael Brewer. Part of pitching in this series is Hodgetown's an interesting place to pitch. It is a very hitter-friendly park. When you come into a series like this, what's your mentality? Do you try to attack and enjoy the moment? Do you get scared? I wouldn't blame you if there's a little worry about pitching in a place like this because it's not easy, but how do you approach pitching in this ballpark?
For my stuff, I'd say it's pretty difficult because I like attack the upper part of the zone. So usually when you're in the upper part, they hit it up in the air. So it's a little scary. But, I mean, if you just focus, kind of get the ball down, force ground balls, force weak contact, you're going to be fine here.
what is the key to pitching top of the zone well? Something to do with the fastball or release or your spin rate? What makes a good pitcher effective when he's pitching top of the zone?
Just something about how my fastball play, I should say. So, like, has really good hop, real late hop, so it might look like it's going to be down the middle, and then real late, it jumps to technically the top of the zone, which gets on our above their barrel. Yeah. So I'd say that's what it's about. I don't really know much about analytics. I just let other people tell me about them, and then I'm like, okay.
That's great. Michael Brewer joining us in the pregame show. A couple last things here. We're towards the end of the season. What is the offseason going to look like for you this year?
So it's either going to be a driveline, kind of like at the middle of the offseason, or Australia for winter ball. Okay. So
interesting. Driveline up in Seattle. I don't know if there's other facilities. It's the main one I know of.
Yeah, so there's one in Arizona. Okay. So hopefully I'm lucky enough to maybe get in there if I can't go to Australia.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good. Have you ever been to Australia before?
I have not, but there's a lot of stuff that can kill you there, so I'm kind of nervous. A lot of animals.
Hope that doesn't happen if you do go to Australia. But best of luck wherever you do end up. What's something else that you're looking forward to doing in the offseason, maybe a hobby you're getting back to or something that you don't have the time to do during the season? What are you looking forward to?
I'd say right now when we first get back, I think we have a big fishing trip we're going to go on. So me and my brother and my dad. And then also hunting, big hunter. So as soon as October hits, man, we're out in the woods every day.
Yeah, so that's great. Last thing, who do you think you're going to miss the most from this team? I'm sure there's multiple guys, multiple names, but who's a couple of the main names that come up?
Main names? The dudes I've been running around with. Put me on the spot here.
Yeah.
Robbie and John. I mean, I talk to those guys every day. So, but, I mean, me and John already talked about maybe a golf trip winter. And then I know Robbie's going to go play winter ball, maybe Puerto Rico, somewhere around there. So, just stay in contact with them.
Good. Well, the relationships are great. It's been fun to watch all you guys. Best of luck the rest of this series. And wherever you go in the offseason, thanks for your time, Michael.
Thank you. Absolutely.
All right. There's Michael Brewer on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Two games left on the series in Amarillo, Texas. Glad that you're joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. Josh Warden alongside Zach Bigley as we close up shop on the pregame show. Give you starting lineups in this segment and then first pitch when we come back as the Rough Riders try to win their second game out of the first five games of this series against the Sod Poodles. Let's begin with the Sod Poodles and their starting lineup as penned in by Sean Roof, their skipper. Cam Dusenak leads off today for Amarillo. He's playing shortstop after homering yesterday in the first inning and then scoring the walk-off run in the ninth inning. Tim Tawa bats second and plays right field. Caleb Roberts DHs today and bats third. A.J. Vukovic is in center field today. He is hitting cleanup. Seth Beer bats fifth and is at first base tonight. Then behind the dish is Juan Centeno. He's hitting sixth. Christian Robinson bats seventh and has left field today. Giancarlo Cintron plays the hot corner and hits eighth. S.P. Chen will play second base this evening and bat in the nine hole. Again, on the hill today for Amarillo is Yilbert Diaz, his counterpart Jack Leiter, on the hill for Frisco. And for the Rough Riders batting order today, Carlos Cardoza has his lineup as follows. Caber Rodriguez leads off once again and has shortstop control. Wyatt Lankford bats second and playing left field tonight. He's been a revelation this series. Three home runs, the most for either club in this series, most by any Texas League player this week. He's also walked four times, collected eight base hits to lead the team, and five RBIs as well. Langford batting second and playing left field. Liam Hicks bats in the three-hole tonight. He's playing first base. Kellen Strom hits cleanup and the center fielder tonight. Aaron Zavala hits in the five-hole. He's the designated hitter. Josh Hatcher is out in right field this evening, batting sixth. Then making his Rough Riders debut is at third base, Cody Freeman. Just activated, brought up from high A, and Cody Freeman gets the start today, the 22-year-old out of Pomona, California, former fourth-round selection back in 2019 out of high school in Rancho Cucamonga in California, went to Etiwanda High School, and the 22-year-old gets the start today at the hot corner. Then Franer Chavez bats eighth and plays second base. Scott Capers hits ninth and catches today as the final battery mate with the Rough Riders for Jack Leiter this season. So again, that's Rodriguez, Langford, Hicks, Strom, Zavala, Hatcher, Freeman, Chavez, and Capers as the nine that'll suit up for the blue-clad Rough Riders tonight in Game 5 against Amarillo. In yesterday's ballgame, the Sod Poodles winning 5 runs on 10 hits and no errors for the Rough Riders, 4 runs on 7 hits and 1 error. The Rough Riders led 4-1 until the 8th inning last evening. Had back-to-back home runs given up to the Sod Poodles that tied the game, and a walk-off balk in the ninth inning that brought in the 5th and final run for the Sod Poodles yesterday. It overshadowed what was a pretty darn good start for Ryan Garcia yesterday. His final start of the year for the Rough Riders went 5 innings. Didn't start out great. He allowed a home run to the very first batter he faced, but that was the only run that Garcia conceded yesterday. Gave up 5 hits and struck out 5 in the former UCLA right-hand pitcher's final start with the Rough Riders. Meanwhile, for Amarillo, there were 7 different pitchers used. They scattered around on a bullpen day and pitched well enough to win the ballgame 5-4. So the Rough Riders coming back and trying to win this 5th game of the series and still have a chance, if they win the final 2 games this week, to split the series and finish out the season with back-to-back wins in Amarillo. That's what they hope for. It'll be first pitch when we come back as Yilbert Diaz pitches to Caber Rodriguez. When we return, Zach Bigley has the play-by-play from Hodgetown on the other side of this break. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
He swings, sends a drive, deep right field. It's a grand slam for Evan Carter.
Sidearms to second. Rodriguez throws, picked out at first for the double play.
Swing and a miss, struck him out, and the Riders win.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rodriguez comes in to score. Biggers around second, on his way to third. He's there with a stand-up triple.
He swings and drives one to left field. That's got carry. Forget about it. Up the scoreboard and gone.
A fly ball into left center field with some carry. Onya to the warning track. It's out of here!
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
It's the penultimate game of the 2023 season. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Hodgetown and into the Texas Panhandle to Amarillo, Texas. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you as the Frisco Rough Riders and Amarillo Sod Poodles meet for the fifth game of this series and the 136th game of the 2023 season. Yolmer Diaz is on the hill for Amarillo as the Rough Riders look to avenge a very tough loss from last night, losing 5-4 on a walk-off balk. And after such a devastating kind of defeat, Frisco would love to end the season with two victories against this second-half South Division championship-winning team heading into the postseason next week. Kaver Rodriguez leads things off for the Frisco Rough Riders against Yolmer Diaz, the right-hander. It's a right-handed batter to be followed by Wyatt Langford and Liam Hicks in this top third of the card for Frisco. Yolmer Diaz works from the stretch with nobody aboard. Rodriguez in from the right side, and we're set for baseball from Amarillo, Texas. The first pitch of the game is a fastball drilled high and deep left center field. Vukovic to the warning track. He's there at the fence, and he makes the catch. Kaver Rodriguez bidding for extra bases on the first pitch of the game. He sent it to the deepest corner of the ballpark in left center, and he is turned away for the first out of the game. Man, he put good word on it out to left center field, and he was turned away. So Rodriguez is out number one. We're underway at 7:08 in the p.m. on this gorgeous Saturday night, and Wyatt Langford steps in. If you haven't been paying attention, Wyatt Langford's pretty good at baseball. The pitch is a fastball that hums to the bottom of the zone, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Langford has hit safely in six consecutive games, but not only that, he's had multiple hits in each of those six games. Here's the 0-1. Misses just low, and it's one ball and one strike. Langford, two hits in each of those games. In this series, he's 8-for-14. Three homers, five RBIs, four walks. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball away, and it's two balls and one strike. In 10 games at the AA level with the Rough Riders, a .412 batting average, 14-for-34. Three homers, three doubles, and nine RBIs in 10 games. Here's the 2-1. He takes low and outside. He's ahead three balls and one strike against Yolmer Diaz, the 23-year-old making his third appearance here at the AA level. 1-0 with a 4 ERA. Nine innings pitched. He's allowed four runs in AA this year. The offering. Swinging a fly ball out to deep left field. This one sending Robinson back. He's at the warning track, backpedaling at the fence, and makes the catch. So the Rough Riders just miss a couple balls shy of the wall on the first two batters of the ball game. There are two outs in the first inning, and Liam Hicks stands in. Defense behind Yolmer Diaz today is Christian Robinson in left field, A.J. Vukovic in center, and Tim Tawa in right. Giancarlo Cintron has third. Camden Duzenak is the shortstop. S.P. Chen at second, and Seth Beer at first. Juan Centeno does the catching, and the first pitch from Diaz. A breaking ball. Cuttles on the outside corner. A strike, and it's 0-1. Liam Hicks, the three-hole hitter and first baseman today for the Rough Riders. Just 1-for-9 in the series, though he has walked 5 times. The 0-1. Fastball fouled away. Left side and onto South Buchanan Street beyond the left field side. It's 0-2. Liam Hicks calls time and steps out. Benjamin Engstrand has balls and strikes behind the plate today. Nate Diedrich is our first base umpire. Chris Presley Murphy, our third base umpire, on what is just a perfect Saturday night for baseball. 78 degrees and sunny, a very slight breeze blowing in from left field at 6 miles an hour. Here's the stretch in the 0-2. Fastball is swinging a miss, strike three, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Yober Diaz in the first. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We're into the bottom of the first inning. Next, our score, it's Frisco nothing. Amarillo to the plate next against Jack Leiter on the Riders Baseball Network.
You're one of a kind. You deserve a mobile service that lets you stand out. Introducing Astound Mobile. With award-winning internet, we have plans that fit you to do more, to be more, on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks. With Astound, you only pay for what you need. Buy the gig or go unlimited. Switch today and get mobile with our award-winning internet for as low as $40 a month. Two great services, one astounding company. We are Astound.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
It's the final start of the 2023 season for Jack Leiter. He faces Camden Duzenak, Tim Tawa, Caleb Roberts in the bottom of the first inning. No score between the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles. Leiter, the right-hander, delivers home the first pitch. Duzenak swings and fouls it straight back. It's 0-1. Well, if you have not been paying attention to Frisco Rough Riders or Rangers minor league news, Jack Leiter has been quite the story over the last couple of years. He has his sign nodding up and down in the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss and a check swing and a nasty curveball off the outside corner, and it's 0-2. The first round pick, number 2 overall in 2021, Jack Leiter is 2-6 this year with a 5.17 ERA. But that comes with a major caveat. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike 3. Jack Leiter, 3 pitches, and he sits Duzenak down. Dominant stuff already on that very well-placed fastball above the belt. He got the swing and miss, a 3-pitch strikeout to begin his evening. Here's Tim Tawa, the right-hander out of Summit, New Jersey. He winds back and deals home. Just inside, 1-0-0. Born in Plantation, Florida. The right-hander is 23 years old, 6'1", 205 pounds. He has quite the history against the Amarillo Sod Poodles, making his 7th start, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball burned right by him, and it's 1-1. 7th start head-to-head against Amarillo. He has a 7 ERA against them in his career. And this ballpark in particular has not been kind to Jack Leiter. He rocks back in the 1-1. Fouled straight back, and he's ahead 1-2 on Tawa. Right-hander against right-hander here in the bottom of the first inning. No score. Leiter has allowed, in 4 different starts here in this building, 7 runs, no runs, though it was just a 1-inning short opening start. And then 2 runs in 5 innings and 5 runs in 4 innings in those starts. He rocks back in the 1-2. Down in the dirt. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Missing that time with the slider. Slider goes to the 5-pitch mix. He'll go fastball, cutter, curveball, slider, and changeup. Working with his modified, very subdued windup, the 2-2. Curveball swung on and missed. Strike 3. Got him out in front and got him whiffing. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the day for Jack Leiter. Brilliant stuff. A curveball buried off the outside corner, and it was a little feeble half swing from Tim Tawa. That brings the left-hander Caleb Roberts to the plate. He's 4-for-10 in the series. Slider winds and fires. Popped up left side of the infield. This is Cody Freeman into shallow left. He's under it. The third baseman makes the catch in his Double-A debut. He's got the pop-up, and it retires the side in the first. Couldn't ask for a much better one for Jack Leiter. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Nothing, nothing, our score to the top of the second inning. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minisfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of two in Amarillo, Texas on this beautiful Saturday night. It's Kellen Strom, Aaron Zavala, and Josh Hatcher, the first three due up for the Rough Riders against Gilbert Diaz, who threw a 1-2-3 inning in the first. Strom, the right-handed batter, against the right-hander Diaz. He's ready from the stretch, and he fires home. The breaking ball low and outside. It's 1-0. Diaz hails out of Guatiri in Venezuela, which has been home to a lot of former big league talent. The pitch. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. Francisco Alvarez, the biggest name to come out of that town, about 200,000 people in the state of Miranda in Venezuela. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. Low and outside, it's 2-1. Leandro Cedeno is the other big name, who actually was an Amarillo Sod Poodle last year. So the second Sod Poodle to come out of Guatiri. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball settles high, and it's 3-1. Now to the Rough Riders center fielder. No score here in the top of the second. Diaz spent most of his season with the High A Hillsboro Hawks. He fires. There's a fly ball down the right field line. A long run over for Tawa over towards the corner, and he watches it go foul. It's 3-2 now on Strong. With Hillsboro, he went 2-10, a 5.03 ERA, and 22 starts. In 87 and two-thirds innings, he struck out a whopping 124, but also walked 49. Opponents hit just 215 against him. Payoff pitch on the way. Strom takes inside, ball 4. Leadoff walk for the Rough Riders is their first base runner of the game. Kellen Strom has another walk. And he continues to crawl up the leaderboards for both single season and franchise marks over his career. Strom with his 74th walk of the season to tie him with Evan Carter for fifth most in a single season in Rough Riders franchise history. The pitch to Aaron Zavala flutters high and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. That is also Kellen Strom's, 139th walk of his career with the Rough Riders, which is third most in franchise history. Next up is Preston Beck. The pitch. Upper edge, outside corner, is strike 1-1. Preston Beck is just four walks away from Kellen Strom, so it's possible, though rather unlikely, he'll walk four more times tonight and tomorrow. 0-0 our score here in the top of the second. Here's the 1-1 to Zavala. Just misses low off the outside corner. Trying a fastball at 94 miles an hour and hooked it off the edge. It's 2-1 on Zavala, who's just 2-for-16 in the series, but both of his hits have been run-scoring doubles. One a two-run double, one an RBI double last night. Here's the 2-1. Swings, fouls it straight back, and it's 2-2. Really good crowd on hand in Amarillo as it's a Halloween-themed night. There are Halloween-themed skeleton jerseys tonight for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Rough Riders in their alternate slate uniforms, gray bottoms, red double R ball caps. The stretch and the 2-2 from Diaz. Breaking ball bounces in the dirt and it hit the shoe top on the left foot of Aaron Zavala. So a hit by pitch and he's aboard. It's a walk and a hit batter to start off the second inning for the Rough Riders. Josh Hatcher makes his way to the plate. It's the final night game of the season. And home plate umpire Ben Engstrand saying it didn't hit him. And Aaron Zavala saying, yes, it did. And Ben Engstrand is pointing to the plate saying, you get over here. And Zavala can't believe it. Here comes Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, to go and chat with him. And Zavala saying it was a hit by pitch. Ben Engstrand said it should have just been ball three in the dirt. So they're conversating just down in front of home plate. It was very close looking at the replay to his left shoe top, but couldn't actually tell if it hit him. And Aaron Zavala is not going to win the battle. So Cardoza says, yeah, go back and swing the stick. So it's ball three, three balls and two strikes now on Z.
Now the home plate umpire, Chris Presley Murphy, does have one thing. Ben Engstrand, that the other two umpires don't have. He is the only one who has not ejected Carlos Cardoza this year. The other two have.
That's right.
But Carlos didn't give anything ejection-worthy there. So
Carlos has been better recently. He hasn't been ejected, it seems like, in near as much in the second half as he was in the first half. So three balls, two strikes now on Zavala. The pitch. He swings. It's a high fly ball deep down the left field line. Robinson to the warning track. He's at the fence. Jumps up, and it's off the fence. Strom up to second, rounds on his way to third. He stops right there. Zavala's got himself a double. That's better than a hit by pitch, and there are runners at second and third. And Rough Riders in business with nobody out. He said, you say I don't want to get hit by a pitch. Well, there you go. I'll double off the wall just above Christian Robinson's glove. It's a 16-foot-high wall in left field, and he hit it just out of the left fielder's reach, jumping up right at the fence of the apex of his leap, and it was just over his glove. A double for Aaron Zavala, his third of the series. Runners at second and third. Nobody out, no score. Here's Josh Hatcher. Diaz ready from the stretch and the pitch on the way. Curveball misses just a bit low, and it's 1-0. Josh Hatcher playing in his 49th game with the Rough Riders this year. He's had a good series, 5-for-15. 1-0. He puts it in the air out to deep left field, down the line again. Robinson at the warning track. He's there to make the catch. Both runners tag. Zavala on his way to third. He's in there ahead of the throw, and Strom crosses the plate. It's 1-0 Rough Riders. A lot of fly ball outs to the warning track in these first couple innings against Gilbert Diaz. And this one turns out to be a sacrifice fly for Josh Hatcher. his 37th run batted in with the Rough Riders in 49 games. And there's one out in the inning, runner at third for Cody Freeman in his Double-A debut. Closed off stance at the plate. Freeman rests the bat against his shoulder, and the first pitch is a fastball, letter high, for a called strike at 96 miles an hour. It's 0-1. Cody Freeman, a native of Pomona, California, went to high school in Rancho Cucamonga, California at Etiwanda High School. The stretch and the pitch. Bounced down in the dirt. Out in front of home plate, and it's 1-1. There he went to a bunch of Rancho Cucamonga Quakes games, the, at the time, high affiliate of the Dodgers. They're now the low A affiliate. He was drafted by the Texas Rangers in 2019 with the fourth overall pick. Or excuse me, fourth round pick. 115th overall. The pitch. And low off the outside corner, and it's 2-1. He's very excited to be here at the AA level. Spent each of the last two seasons with high A Hickory. 94 games there this year. A 707 OPS. The pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 2-2. Infield comes in now for Amarillo. With a runner at third and one out. 1-0, Frisco leads it in the top of the second inning. Freeman in his first at-bat, a chance to drive in his first run. Diaz readies from the stretch in the 2-2. Breaking ball outside. He leaves it, and it's 3-2. Freeman has good power. 25 home runs in the last two seasons combined at the high A level. He hit 12 this year and 13 last year. 3-2 on him. The pitch in. Breaking ball tapped off the plate and foul on the ground left side. Still 3-2. Freeman said he has a lot of great memories with minor league baseball, especially going to Quakes games when he was a kid. He participated in what we would call Field of Dreams, where when he was a little leaguer, he would run out on the field with a bunch of Quakes players. He calls time and steps out. And he has a picture of when he was out there in center field with Mike Trout, who was the center fielder for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes at the time. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Fastball, strike three called. Got him on the outside edge of the knees, and he's down on strikes for the second out of the inning. Second strikeout for Yilber Diaz. So two down, runner at third. Infield retreats back, and here's Franer Chavez, the batter for the Rough Riders. Already leading 1-0 in the second, and Juan Centeno will go out and chat with Diaz. He's joined by Camden Duzenak, the shortstop. The only hit in the ballgame so far, that double by Aaron Zavala. Ranger Chavez 1-for-17 in the series. The switch hitter batting from the left side against the right-hander Diaz. The inning began with a walk from Kellen Strom. Zavala then doubled. A Josh Hatcher sack fly gave the Rough Riders the lead. Cody Freeman just struck out looking, and now it's Chavez. First pitch. Fastball rides high, and it's cut on and missed by Chavez. It's 0-1. 29th game of the season for Chavi. The 0-1 toss. Fastball, top shelf again. This time, no swing, but it's called a strike. 0-2 on Chavez. Zavala has his lead from third. And already some action out of the bullpen down the left field line for Amarillo. The pitch popped up. Left side, foul ground. The catcher, Centeno, the third baseman, Cintron, over on the warning track in front of the dugout. He makes the catch. It's a pop-out and foul ground for Chavez. And it brings the side to the close in the top of the second inning. One run across for the Rough Riders, though, on a hit. No errors and a runner left on. We're into the bottom of the second inning. From Amarillo, Texas, 1-0 Frisco. The Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Pretty strong start for the Rough Riders so far. Jack Leiter, a 1-2-3 first inning with a couple strikeouts and a sacrifice fly from Josh Hatcher in the top of the second. Makes it 1-0 Frisco to the home half of the second inning. Jack Leiter deals with A.J. Vukovic, Seth Beer, and Juan Centeno. The first three due up. Vukovic 4-for-9 in the series so far with a couple of walks, a couple stolen bases, and a couple runs scored. Back of the right-handed batter's box, Jack Leiter struck out a pair in that first inning. He readies from his windup and deals home. At the top of the zone for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Mentioned Jack Leiter has a lot of history here in this ballpark. Well, this season, he's making his third start head-to-head against Amarillo. The 0-1. He misses just high, and it's 1-1. One was at home. It was a very good start. He went 6 innings, allowing 3 runs while striking out a career-high 10 batters back on May 17th. The 1-1 misses high, and it's 2-1. That was in the midst of a very good May for Jack. Things kind of unraveled in June, and on July he was put on the development list, worked on a lot of things, including making his motion more repeatable. 2-1. Curveball. It lands for a strike on the outside edge, right of the knees, and it's now 2-2 on Vukovic. And that has paid dividends in his last 3 starts since coming off the development list. He's shown much better command. The 2-2. Fastball popped up, shallow right field. Long run in for Hatcher in towards the line, and he makes the catch. Right on the line and heading into foul ground, braced himself on the fence. First out of the second inning, a fly ball out from A.J. Vukovic, and Seth Beer, the first baseman, stands in. In those 3 starts since coming off the development list, Leiter is 0-1 but has a 3.18 ERA. In 11 and a third innings pitched, 16 strikeouts to just 3 walks. Left-handed batting Seth Beer, the first toss. The curveball misses down low and inside. It's 1-0. The biggest keys for him, though, he's limited the base runners. He has allowed a couple homers, but a whip, walks plus hits per inning pitched, the 1-0. Beer swings and smacks it over Chavez, the second baseman. It lands in shallow right field, a base hit for Seth Beer. A little soft liner off the end of the bat. First hit today for Amarillo. His whip is under 1, which is fantastic in those last 3 starts. He's holding opponents to a 190 batting average, 190 batting average against. Here's Juan Centeno now, the 33-year-old catcher and former big leaguer. The pitch is popped up on the left side and foul out of play. 0-1. 1-0 Rough Riders in the bottom half of the second inning. Rough Riders in a pull-side shift defensively for the left-handed hitter. Centeno just 1-for-7 in the series. Leiter's offering. Bunted foul down the left side. And it's 0-2. That pitch was way above the zone, and Centeno probably should have pulled back. Instead, he kind of jabbed at it up above his head and fouled it off. Jack Leiter says, thank you very much. It's 0-2 on it. Hard to hit when you're down 0-2 against Jack. The pin. Fastball fouled back. Still 0-2. And if there's anybody who's going to give you a good at-bat, though, it's this guy, Juan Centeno. He's played in over 1,000 career games, including Major League and Minor League action. Just to give you an idea of how hard it is to hit against Leiter in these kind of situations. The pitch. Breaking ball. He just swings and catches a piece. Fouls it on the ground. It's still 0-2. Opponents are hitting just 182 against Leiter in 0-2 counts this year. He gets a new baseball. Steps out behind the mound. Now retoes the rubber from the third base side. Looking in for his sign. He's got it. He stretches and brings it home. Fastball, fly ball down the left field line. Langford watches it go out of play. Still 0-2. Frisco leading 1-0. Leiter takes off his ball cap back behind the mound and runs his hand through his hair. Replaces the cap on his head, takes the ball in both hands with his glove under his right arm, rubs them together. He's ready to go up on the mound from the stretch. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball fouled away left side again. A defensive hack from Juan Centeno. Seth Beer is not a threat to run at all. He is not attempted a steal. He's one of the slowest base runners in the Texas League. Former Clemson Tiger has his lead from first. Leiter, the Vanderbilt Commodore, stretches and fires. Curveball cut on and missed. Strike three. Jack Leiter with his third strikeout. Two away, and Christian Robinson stands in. Robinson, right-handed hitter with two outs here in the second inning. 1-0 Frisco. Leiter has his sign. He stretches. And he fires. Fastball up high, and it's 1-1 and no strikes. Robinson 1-for-9 in this series. A very free swinger. A lot of this lineup is, and that really plays well for Jack Leiter. Gets swings out of the zone, the 1-0. Breaking ball, a check swing, he held. Misses low of the zone, and it's 2-0 on the curveball from Jack. Takes a deep, deep breath. That windup then has been subdued. It used to go with a glove over the hat as you wind. The 2-0. There's a drive out to right center field. Hit well. Strom back to the warning track at the fence. See you later. Two-run opposite field home run for Christian Robinson. And it's 2-1 Amarillo. He got a fastball up and out over the plate. Robinson slugged it into right center field, halfway up the berm. That was not a cheap home run at all. And Amarillo vaults themselves out in front. It's 2-1. Sodpoodles. On 2-0 pitch. Here's Giancarlo Cintron. First offering, fastball letter high, a strike, and it's 0-1. Leiter will be susceptible to the long ball. That's the 14th homer he's allowed this year. The pitch. Swinging a foul back into Caper's glove, and it's 0-2. For him, it's about bouncing back. How does he bounce back from those? He takes a deep breath here and makes his way back up onto the top of the rubber. 2-1 Amarillo here in the bottom of the second inning. Leiter cocks back into his wind. The pitch. Swinging a soft grounder to third. Freeman gobbles it up. Sweeps a sidearm toss across the diamond, and it's in time to retire Cintron. Two in the books from Amarillo. A two-run homer by Christian Robinson gives the Sod Poodles a 2-1 lead. And into the top of the third, Josh Warden on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the third inning here from Amarillo. Yulber Diaz, the 23-year-old right-hander, works for the Sod Poodles against the bottom of the order for the Frisco Rough Riders, with Amarillo taking a 2-1 lead on a two-run home run last inning. And now in the top of the third, already one lead change in this game. Scott Capers will try to help make it another. Right-hand hitting catcher sees the first pitch and he fouls it over the right side. And strike one to Capers, playing his 203rd minor league game in his professional career. 5 years ago, drafted out of Valparaiso. Here's the pitch. On the outside corner for a breaking ball from Diaz, it's 0-2. 17th round selection, Scott Capers picked by the Rangers, and the 26-year-old. One of the three catchers on the rosters this year for the Rough Riders are currently on the roster. Is behind 0-2 to lead off the third inning. Diaz's pitch. Breaking ball, not close, in the dirt and well outside. It's now one ball and two strikes. After Capers comes the top of the order. Caper Rodriguez and Wyatt Lankford will get their hacks in this inning against Diaz. Diaz comes set, and he kicks way high and a breaking ball. And it's now two balls, two strikes. Both those guys, Rodriguez and Lankford, flew out to the warning track in their first chance against Diaz, who now comes set, working from the middle of the rubber from the stretch, and his toss. Breaking ball sliced over the right side. A foul ball keeps the count at 2-2. And we'll see at least six pitches in this at-bat. Hitting .213 on the year. Capers, 14 doubles, 5 home runs. Here's the pitch. Capers started to swing, and a pitch low and away. He did hold back. And the count is now as full as it can get. Diaz looks in, has his sign from Centeno. 3-2 is the count. And he works in. Fastball fouled right back. Capers was on time with that 96-mile-an-hour gunner. We'll see 8 pitches in this plate appearance at least from Scott Capers. At the back of the batter's box on the right side, and the payoff. Fastball at the knees, taken for strike 3, just barely at the bottom of the zone, and a borderline call. Scott Capers saying that's down, right, as he looks back at the dugout. Not sure the answer he got. It looked close. I thought maybe a ball down, but it was a borderline pitch. And a strikeout looking on the 8th pitch of the plate appearance. That's Caber Rodriguez's turn. Top of the order now for the Rough Riders. 2-1 Amarillo in the third inning. The pitch. Breaking ball on the low outside corner. And a generous zone given by Ben Engstrand. But he is consistent, at least calling it at the bottom. Here's the 0-1. Fastball whacked to right field, but a foul ball. High arcing looper over the seats. Past the foul pole for strike 2 on Rodriguez. He had warning track power back in the first inning, flying out to left center field. But he's 0-1 today. That ball caught at the deepest part of the ballpark. 400 to dead center here at Hodgetown. Much easier to hit it out of the park down the line. It's just 325. The 0-2 delivery. And a foul ball back to the netting, and the Rough Riders not making it easy on Diaz this inning. Scott Capers fouling off, two-strike pitch after two-strike pitch. He was behind 0-2. He lasted eight pitches. Rodriguez behind 0-2, but he's not going down easily. Fourth pitch of the plate appearance. Breaking ball hit on the ground, right to the third baseman. Weird hop, but Cintron has it. Throws on a hop and picked out by Beer for the out. Hit the lip of the grass and took a weird hop into Cintron's glove, but he handled it fine. He was playing several feet back, so he had a chance to readjust, and he threw right into the glove of Beer, who scooped it out of the dirt, bouncing just in front of his mitt. Second out of the inning, and the Rough Riders bring up Wyatt Lankford with the bases empty and a one-run deficit in the third inning. 2-1 Sod Poodles. Diaz's first pitch. Lankford takes on the outer half, and it's strike one. Lankford flew out near the wall, the left field, in the first inning, caught on the dirt by Christian Robinson. Lankford batting from the right side in the 0-1. Takes a breaking ball also over the plate, and it's an 0-2 count for the third consecutive time. To begin the inning for Yilber Diaz, the 23-year-old trying to get Wyatt Lankford out on both occasions tonight. His 48th pitch of the night. It's in the dirt. And now one ball, two strikes to Lankford. All three hitters have gotten behind 0-2. They've all lasted at least another pitch, or in Scott Capers' case, eight pitches in total. Here's the 1-2 to Wyatt Lankford. He drives it on the ground, up the middle, base hit. Lankford's first hit of the day and his ninth of the series, and it's a screamer right back up the middle. And Wyatt Lankford got the square, that baseball right back into center field, and yet another base hit for the fourth overall selection. Kyle Lankford driving it right back past the shortstop, Cam Duzenac, 106 miles an hour off the bat, and he's 1-for-2 today. Liam Hicks, the batter, in the pitch, is in the dirt, skips off the chest plate of Centeno, and he holds Lankford at first base. Could be a chance for Lankford to run. He has attempted three steals so far in his Rough Riders tenure. He's been caught twice, but both of them have an asterisk next to them. One of them he stumbled out of his run, and the other one I thought was a bad call. He is 1-for-3. Takes a big jump. Holds. Hicks rams a ball towards second and into right field. Base hit. Wyatt Lankford wants to go first to third. He chugs there easily. And Liam Hicks has a base knock. A two-out rally is brewing for the Rough Riders. Runners on the corners for Frisco. Back-to-back singles for the Riders. And it's up to Kellen Strom to try to culminate it with the game-tying run, if not better. Single through the right side for Liam Hicks. And Wyatt Lankford got a good jump off the bat. And he chugs into third base on the single. First and third for the Riders, two down. Kellen Strom hitting from the right side. He walked to lead off last inning and later scored, the only Rough Rider to touch home plate tonight. Diaz's first toss into Kellen Strom. And is low and outside on a slider, it's 1-0. Well, Wyatt Lankford needs some guys after him in the order to hit him around. He scored three times this series, all on his own home runs. The 1-0. Slow and away again, a slider for ball two. Lankford is the only Texas League player to hit three home runs this week. And those are the only three times he's been able to score this series. He's at third base currently with two outs and a hitter's count. A 2-0 delivery from Diaz. Kellen Strom takes again. This one finds the outer corner. Three straight sliders to begin the at-bat. Two balls and a strike. Kellen Strom looking for his 46th RBI of the season. 247 on the year. Diaz's pitch. Fastball low and outside. He falls behind 3-1. If Strom walks again like he did last inning, it would bring up Aaron Zavala, who doubled last frame. That's the only RBI tonight for the Rough Riders. 2-1 Amarillo. Frisco trying to tie it. Two down. And the 3-1. Kellen Strom bounces it toward short. A basket catch on the bounce by Duzenac. He underhands for the fielder's choice to Chen, who steps on second base, and the inning comes to a close. Wyatt Lankford and Liam Hicks go back-to-back with singles, but they're both stranded on the bases. And Frisco is scoreless in the third inning. Two hits, two left on. and a 2-1 Amarillo advantage midway through the third inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders!
Well, the Rough Riders come up short in the top of the third inning, almost came back to tie, but it's still a short deficit, and it's 2-1 with the Amarillo Sod Poodles leading here in this fifth game of the six-game series. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. Jack Leiter back to the hill, and he's facing the nine-hole hitter, left-hand batter, S.P. Chen. First toss, fastball hit foul left side towards the light pole, and it curls over the concourse for strike one. Chen, the second baseman today for the Sod Poodles. Hitting 205 in his short tenure with the Soddies, 16 games played. The 0-1 delivery. Breaking ball levels in the outside corner. It's 1-1. But Chen hitting 276 against right-hand pitchers such as Jack Leiter. Leiter goes into his wind and his 1-1. Fastball fouled back to the netting. It's now one ball and two strikes on Chen. He has yet to get a base hit against a left-handed pitcher this season in 10 at-bats. Doesn't have to worry about that now. Right-hander Jack Leiter trying to go through the order for his first time. Nine-hole hitter at the plate. And the 1-2 pinch. Another fastball. This one misses. And two balls, two strikes. Leiter gave up a two-run home run last inning, the only run today so far for Amarillo. But that was the go-ahead run. The 2-2. A ground ball past Leiter towards second base. Chavez backhands, throws on the run, gets the out. Beat him by half a step. S.P. Chen speeding up the line, but he's unable to beat the throw. Frainer Chavez runs in, makes the grab, and then throws back at a 90-degree angle towards first base. And Chavez makes the play. First out of the inning.
He makes it look so easy, too. He was so nonchalant on a ball that was not a routine play by any means. Coming in and not forcing anything, doing it as quickly as he could, as calmly as he could. He made the play.
So one out, bases empty. Top of the order, Cam Duzenac takes a pitch. It's called a strike, and it's 0-1. Duzenac did not start today's game like he did yesterday. He homered on to lead off the first inning last night. Leiter's second toss. A check swing. It was low and away. He did hold back. One ball, one strike on Duzenac. After homering yesterday, he was again at the top of the order tonight, but he struck out on three pitches against Jack Leiter. Leiter's toss. Way high, and he gets behind in the count, 2-1. Second chance for Cam Duzenac, and second time through the order for Jack Leiter. Allowed two hits. They were in the same inning, the second of which was the home run. He works in. Fastball swung on and underneath it. Duzenac misses for strike two. It's now two balls and two strikes on the right-hand hitter Cam Dugenet. 3-21 on the year. 2-2 delivery. Breaking ball swung way out in front. He was fooled and fooled badly. Curveball from Leiter. Second strikeout of Dugenet tonight. And his fourth strikeout on the evening overall. So with two down and the bases empty, Tim Tawa is the hitter for the Sod Poodles. 2-1 Amarillo. Leiter deals. And a foul ball over the right side. It's 0-1 on the right fielder. Bottom half of the third inning from Hodgetown. Sod Poodles leading by a score the Rough Riders have not enjoyed this week. Two ball games have finished with this score of 2-1 Amarillo. The 0-1 delivery. It is near the shins of Tawa, and it's ball one. One ball, one strike. The Rough Riders have fallen 3 out of 4 games this week, and yet they have outscored Amarillo. All three losses have been by one run. 1-1 pitch. Foul back again. It's 1-2. Fastball. Meanwhile, Frisco's one victory on the series was a blowout win, 9-run win on Wednesday. Something that has been a trend for the Rough Riders. They've actually outscored their opponents on the season overall and yet are 9 games under .500 on the year. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Another curve, and Jack Leiter punches out a pair in a row in a 1-2-3 third inning. 5 Ks on the evening so far for Jack Leiter. The Rough Riders still trail, but just by one. We head to the fourth inning. It's 2-1 Sod Poodles on the Riders Baseball Network.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Close ball game once again here in Amarillo. It's 2-1. This time, Poodles leading over the Frisco Rough Riders on this Saturday affair from Hodgetown. Beautiful night here in the Panhandle. We'll finish the series here from Hodgetown tomorrow afternoon. A 1-0-5 start in the season finale. Glad that you're joining us in the penultimate game of the season. Aaron Zavala will be the first hitter of this fourth inning with the Rough Riders down by just one run. Left-hand hitter against Diaz. Zavala with the only extra base hit so far for the Riders. First pitch to him. He's taken for a strike. It's 0-1 to the designated hitter. Doubled off the left field wall in his first at-bat. Got an RBI out of it. Advanced to the eventual score. Breaking ball is high. The RBI went to Josh Hatcher on a sacrifice fly shortly thereafter, but that would not have been possible without Aaron Zavala's knock off the fence in left field. 1-1 delivery. Breaking ball he takes down, and it's 2-1. Worked out better than what he thought the result of the plate appearance was. He got hit by a pitch, or at least it seemed so. Jogged to first base, was told to come back, and first pitch after that, he doubled. The toss, he fouls it off the knuckles third base side into the seats, about 10 rows back. So it worked out better. It's always fun to, I won't say show up the umpire, but just to prove, okay, I can still get a hit. Works out even better. Worked out just fine for Zavala. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Back foot. And it's 3-2 for a ball that time.
You know what Rasheed Wallace says, right?
Ball don't lie.
Ball don't lie.
So does that mean he did or did not get hit? He did, I guess.
He did, and I'll add an extra base to it.
Right.
Just for good measure.
Yeah. Here's the 3-2. Zavala swings over the breaking ball, and he strikes out. Good pitch by Diaz. He's got his third strikeout of the evening. And a leadoff put out here in the fourth. Did I say third, fourth strikeout? Is that what you've got?
That's what I've got.
You're right. It was the fourth. I miscounted. Thank you. Fourth strikeout for Diaz. He's working out of the stretch. And Josh Hatcher is the hitter. His first toss. Looping breaking ball. It's not too close. High and away. It's a score in the top of the fourth inning of 2-1. Amarillo is in front currently. Diaz from the stretch, even with the bases empty. Another breaking ball. Hatcher couldn't hold back that time. He swung about 65% the way around, and it's a 1-1 count. Pretty productive series so far for Josh Hatcher. Four games played. He has five hits, a couple of them doubles. 1-1 delivery to Hatch. Fastball he hits on the ground left side. Backhanded by the shortstop. Duzinak fires, and he gets the out just in time. Hatcher kind of defensively putting it in play. And was able to make contact, but not hard enough to find a hole. Two down, bases empty. And Cody Freeman gets his second plate appearance of the night and his second with the Rough Riders. It's a 2-1 Amarillo lead in the fourth inning. Freeman just called up today, making his double-A debut in his fourth season of minor league baseball. Here's the first toss. Breaking ball. He started to swing, but definitely held back. And the third baseman gets ahead 1-0. 94 games with the Crawdads this year. Hit .236. Decent amount of pop. He had 12 home runs at the high A level. Diaz's 1-0 pitch. Fastball that rides way upstairs. And now 2-0 the count. Texas Rangers losing again today to the Cleveland Guardians. Closer game than yesterday, but a 2-1 loss. 2-0 pitch. It is on the outer half, 2-1. That score has not been friendly to Rangers affiliates this week. The Rangers themselves losing 2-1. Rough Riders losing 2-1 on two different occasions here at Hodgetown this week. The 2-1 score currently, but the Rough Riders trailing. Something about that number. Not worked out well for the Rangers and their affiliates. Evan Carter made a great catch in the outfield earlier today, though. Here's the 2-1. Freeman again started to swing. It was in the zone, bottom half. It's now 2-2. Carter went 1-for-3 today with a base hit. He scored a run. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the toss to Cody Freeman. Breaking ball low and away. Each time he really loads up like he's going to swing. He's prepared on each pitch. Couple of times has started to go around and held back that time with a not a big leg kick, but really extended his front leg getting towards the top of the batter's box. It's a closed off stance in the 3-2. Freeman swings a foul tip, and it is held by Centeno. Strike three. Two strikeouts in the inning and five on the day for Yilber Diaz, the 23-year-old, cruising pretty well. And it's a 2-1 ball game. Amarillo has the lead to the bottom of the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Part of the order against Jack Leiter in the bottom of the fourth inning is the designated hitter Caleb Roberts batting out of the three hole to begin the fourth, with the Amarillo Sod Poodles looking to extend a small advantage 2-1 is the mark. Jack Leiter peers over his black glove and has his sign from Scott Capers, the pitch. He pierces the outer corner, a fastball for strike one. It's 0-1 to Caleb Roberts, hitting 278 on the year. Good speed. He leads the team with 8 triples on the year. A 1-strike pitch. He pops it up over the left side. Might get out of play. Freeman running over, and it will be deep into the stands, about 8 rows deep. It is an 0-2 count from Jack Leiter. Got Caleb Roberts to pop out Freeman's way back in the first inning. But Roberts has been a tremendous hitter all season, and especially lately. His last 5 games played, he is 9-for-18, leading the team with that .500 batting average, and that's even counting an 0-for-3 day yesterday. After the ball got loose in the outfield and was thrown back into the stands, Gable Roberts ready to go again. Top 10 in all of AA in OPS this year. Leiter's toss. Breaking ball hit on the right side. 3 bounces into Chavez's glove, and the second baseman throws across right into first, and Hicks has it for the out. Caleb Roberts is put away. A 4-3 ground out. And it brings up A.J. Vukovic. We'll talk about good sluggers, not only Caleb Roberts, but a tough part of the order to get through. Vukovic also a tremendous hitter. So far, those two are a combined 0-for-3 today against Jack Leiter. Although the Sod Poodles do lead this game by a score of 2-1. Vukovic with 24 home runs, 95 RBIs. First pitch to the right-hand hitter. Way high, ball one. There's only 5 players in all of AA that have more home runs than A.J. Vukovic this year. One of them is Thomas Adjacent, counting his home runs from Frisco and Springfield. 1-0 toss. It is low and outside. 2 balls, no strikes to Vukovic. 266 average. 95 RBIs is a franchise record for the Sod Poodles, but he has not added to that this series. 2-0 delivery. A.J. swings underneath the fastball, and it's strike one. I'm sure the round number of 100 RBIs would look great for him, but that chance has diminished as the series has gone along, and now 0-for-1 today. He's only got today and tomorrow, so he might only have, say, 8-9 plate appearances remaining. Yeah, sure, you can get 5 RBIs out of that, but it's a tall task. 2-1 pitch. It's in the dirt to the backstop, 3-1. And especially with the bases empty here this inning, only lessens the chance for Vukovic to get to the century mark. 19 doubles and 5 triples to go along with those 24 long balls on the year. He's got a hitter's count to work with. A 3-1 delivery from Jack Leiter. Fastball fouled back and held by the screen. It's 3-2. One out, and the bags are inactive for the Soddies. Bottom half of the fourth inning, and a lead for the Rough Riders, or a lead against the Rough Riders, 2-1 for Amarillo. Leiter sets for the 3-2, and he works in. Fastball inside near the gloves, and it's ball four to Vukovic. He draws his 46th walk of the season. He's aboard with one out for Amarillo. Brings up Seth Beer, who scored the tying run his last inning to the plate back in the second inning. He singled, and he's 1-for-1 today. A little blooper over the right side on a fastball. And Seth Beer is able to trot around a couple batters later on a fastball ridden out to right field. First toss this time. Runner starts to go. Pitch high and away. The throw to second is in time. Rodriguez puts the tag down on Vukovic, who is caught. He wanted his 20th steal, and he is denied by Scott Capers. Vukovic got his 19th yesterday. He shortly thereafter tried to steal third, and he was denied. And then he tries to steal second this time, and he's caught. He really wants 20 bags, and he has not been successful. The 1-0 pitch. It's It's on the outside edge, 1-1.
You can't really blame him. It would be a 2020 season if you were able to do it. His 24 homers.
I mean, you might as well. If San Poodle's already locked up a playoff berth, might as well try to get there. But the pitch helped Capers pop out of his crouch. 1-1 toss, a swing and a miss. Not a conventional pitch out necessarily, but Capers had an easier time with it getting up out of his crouch on a pitch high and away. Made a good throw to second base. Rodriguez recorded the putout. 1-2 pitch. A partial swing, but he held back. Seth Beer gets ahead on a toss outside. It's now 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs, base is empty. Amarillo 2, Frisco 1 in this contest. 5th game of the series. Nick Krauth gets the start tomorrow. Our first pitch time on Sunday is 1:05. Leiter sets and deals. Breaking ball in the dirt. Almost got Beer to chase, but he decided against it. It's now 3 balls and 2 strikes.
For the first 3+ innings, 0 3-ball counts. Now back-to-back hitters with 3-ball counts.
Pitch count for Leiter sits at 57 on the evening. Working in the 4th inning currently. There are 2 outs and bases empty. He could face the minimum for the 2nd straight frame. Here is the payoff. It is swung on, fastball right past the barrel, and Seth Beer chased it for strike 3. Jack Leiter knots his 6th strikeout of the evening. He has struck out at least 1 in each frame, and he faces the minimum in the 4th inning. And we're done with 4 frames from Amarillo. We head to the 5th. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play in a 2-1 ball game. Amarillo leads on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Your Chavez, Scott Capers, Caber Rodriguez, 8-9-1 to swing the sticks for the Rough Riders against Yobert Diaz. 8-9-1. Rough Riders trailing 2-1 to Amarillo in the top of the 5th. First pitch from Diaz. It's popped up the left side and out of play up onto South Buchanan Street. Beyond the left field side of this ballpark here in downtown Amarillo as the sun has set. Just a little bit of an orange glow off to our left side. The pitch home. Breaking ball high and away, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike with black skies up above and the light taking effect here in Hodgetown. Hodgetown named after former mayor Jerry Hodge here in Amarillo. The pitch is a breaking ball into the dirt, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike on Chavez. Baseball returned to Amarillo in 2019 for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Amarillo Gold Sox for a while. The pitch is hit in the air out to center field straight away. A.J. Vukovic curling into right field. And Tim Tawa takes over. The right fielder makes the catch. Wind plays a little trick. One away for Scott Capers in the top half of the 5th inning. 9-hole hitter for the Rough Riders. Struck out looking back in the 3rd against Diaz, who has whiffed 5 through 4 innings and hasn't allowed a hit since Liam Hicks singled in the 3rd. He kicks home. Breaking ball cut on and missed, and it's 0-1. Well, Rough Riders, as Josh was talking about, have had a tough time in this series. They have a positive run differential in this series, but they've had 3 one-run losses. The pitch outside. It's one ball and one strike. Maybe none more excruciating than last night, in which they had a 4-1 lead going into the eighth inning, allowed 2 home runs to tie the game. A 2-run shot and a solo homer. 1-1. Capers bounces it up the middle to the shortstop, Duzenac, who backhands, slings it on to first, and it's in time for the second out of the inning. 2 up, 2 down for the Rough Riders. Top of the card now, Caber Rodriguez, third time through. 2-1 Amarillo here at the top of the fifth. Amarillo tied it at 4 last night in the eighth inning and then won it on a walk-off balk. The Rough Riders had an opportunity to tie the game in the top of the ninth inning. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Misses down in the dirt. And it's one ball and no strikes. Wyatt Langford singling in the left field. Zion Bannister rounded too far around the third base bag as he was at second, and he was backpicked essentially on the cutoff throw. The 0-1. Swinging a ground ball out to the shortstop. Duzenac backhands from deep in the hole at short. Throws onto first in time. Oh my goodness. What a throw by Camden Duzenac from shallow left field. A long strike across the diamond. And it gets Caber Rodriguez to retire the side in the top of the fifth inning. Hang a star on that, baby. That was an incredible play from Duzenac. We're into the bottom of the fifth inning next. It's 2-1 Amarillo on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
One Amarillo into the bottom of the fifth inning from Hodgetown in Amarillo. Juan Centeno, the batter, against Jack Leiter, left-hander at the plate, righty on the hill on the first toss. Fastball over on the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Jack Leiter has whipped 6 batters through 4 innings. He's thrown 58 pitches. Here's his 60th now. The pick. The curveball bends low of the zone, and it's 1-1. Leiter has only allowed 2 hits. They both came in the second inning. A single from Seth Beer and a 2-run Christian Robinson homer, providing all the offense for Amarillo. The 1-1. Centeno hits it foul back behind home, and it's 1-2. Centeno, one of the reasons why the pitch count has climbed a little higher than Leiter would have liked to this point. He fouled off 7 pitches in his at-bat. The 1-2. This is high and outside. It's 2-2. Leiter has had back-to-back 3-ball counts. A.J. Vukovic and Seth Beer last inning in the fourth. And it's now 2-2 on Centeno. Leiter looks over the top of his glove. Peels back in the 2-2. Fastball, swing and a miss. He got him. Went up to the attic with a fastball for strike 3. His 7th strikeout. Jack Leiter is looking really good tonight. Christian Robinson now stands in. Christian Robinson struck against Leiter in the second inning with a two-run homer. 2-1 Amarillo, bottom half of the fifth inning. Leiter winds and delivers home. Fastball ripped it through the outside edge of the zone, and it's 0-1. Jack Leiter, the 7 strikeouts, tie his most since his return. Back on September 3rd against Corpus Christi, he struck out 7. The 0-1. At the bottom of the zone for a called strike, it's quickly 0-2. And already a better at-bat for Leiter against Robinson, who started 2-0 against him last time Robinson came to the plate. Leiter heels back into his wind, the 0-2. Breaking ball low and outside, and Robinson laid off on the slider. It's 1-2. Leiter's fastball has been mid the 90s to slightly upper 90s. We haven't seen the 99 that we saw earlier a couple weeks ago. The 1-2. Fastball, swing and a miss, strike 3. 97 up above the belt, and he gets Robinson down on strikes. 8 strikeouts for Leiter. He sat down 3 in a row via strikeout. Man, he looks good tonight. Giancarlo Cintrone standing in from the right side. This is vintage Jack Leiter. This is in control, in command. All 4 of his pitches, he deals home. Bottom of the zone, a called strike with a changeup, and it's 0-1. This is Jack Leiter at his pinnacle. About as good as it gets. He rocks back in the 0-1. Fouled back, and it's 0-2. He is just pouring strikes into the zone right now. And Amarillo just has no chance. Only one base runner since the second inning. An A.J. Vukovic walk. And nothing else since. Here's the 0-2. Fouled back, and it's still 0-2. 2-1 Amarillo, bottom half of the fifth inning. Leiter's 70 pitches. This might be his final frame. Looking to end it on his 9th strikeout of the night, which would be his most since he whiffed 10 back on May 17th against Amarillo. The 0-2. Swinging a grounder foul at the plate. Cintrone out in front, and it's still 0-2. Cintrone bounced out to third in the second inning. 2-1 signings. Leiter gets a new baseball. Takes his ball cap off, runs his right hand through his hair. And now he's ready to go. He uncorks the 0-2. Fouled away again. Flip to the right side. It's still 0-2 as it's 4 straight foul balls. And Leiter, as he goes back behind the hill, puts his palm down towards the ground and pumps it a couple times, telling himself to calm down. Walks out behind the mound again. Takes a deep breath before stepping out onto the rubber. Pointing his right toe just offset of third base, winding back in the 0-2. Bounded it out in front of home plate. Bounced a breaking ball. 1-2. Rough Riders defense plays straight up, just slightly to pull for the right-handed batter. Pinwheels the bat out towards the hill. It's 2-for-11 in the series. 1-2 toss. Breaking ball just high. Didn't miss by much. Capers held it there for a little bit. Didn't get the call, and it's 2-2. This next pitch will be the 75th for Jack. He went 75 pitches exactly in his last start, the most since June 30th. The offering is high and outside. It's full at 3-2. Fastball there at 96. Climbs back up onto the mound. Looking over the top, the black glove, the 3-2. Swinging a drive out to left field. This one sending Langford back at the warning track. Jumps up, it's off the fence. Kicks back towards center field where Strom collects and fires it back in. But Cintrone's got himself a two-out double off the wall in left field. Man, Leiter got ahead 0-2. Cintrone worked it back to 3-2. Leiter did not seem comfortable. He was going back behind the mound after every single pitch and then put a fastball right down the middle, and Cintron gave it a ride off the 16-foot high wall in left field. He has his third double in 19 AA games this year. And S.P. Chen stands in. Here comes John Goble out of the Rough Riders dugout to calm him down. And I think that's exactly what he needs. That was a fastball right down Broadway. Langford jumped up in the wall, but there was nothing he could do. It was over his head. S.P. Chen bounced out to second base in his first at-bat, and now Aiden Anderson is starting to warm up in the Rough Riders bullpen. It's really a shame that he couldn't get Cintron there, because a potential three-pitch at-bat turned into what was a nine-pitch battle that ended in a double and possibly made it so Leiter can't come out for the sixth inning now, Josh.
Yeah, I mean, give credit to Cintron to fight through and not only just extend the at-bat, but really get good contact. It's just tough. I mean, Leiter does have enough pitch offerings where in an at-bat like that, you can throw several different pitches, but it's a second plate appearance, and that deep into an at-bat, you got to start throwing a pitch you've already thrown at least once or twice in the plate appearance.
And you're facing a veteran guy who's not going to give in either. Here's Chen, first pitch. Breaking ball, he shows bunt, pulls back, watches for a strike. It's 0-1.
I also wish Langford had a chance at that one. I know it was too high up off the wall, but he hasn't really had a chance at any tough play. Everything he's gotten has been routine so far in left field.
Here's the 0-1. Ground ball foul to the right side past David Garcia, who's got his back to home plate. And he says, come on, to Florencio Serrano, who's supposed to be guarding him. I think Serrano is playing way too far over to the right. He's got to move over to the left a little bit.
He's not on the line. If you drew a line from home plate to Garcia.
0-2 to Chen. Here's Leiter's pitch. Breaking ball, check swing. He went around, strike three. 9 strikeouts for Jack Leiter. He allows just 2 runs over 5 innings in his final start here in 2023. What a performance. Leiter done through 5. We're into the top of the 6th inning next. Riders trailing 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the 6th inning, Wyatt Langford to lead things off for the Rough Riders, trailing 2-1. Langford, right-handed batter. Here's the first pitch from Diaz. He swings, sends a drive out to right field. This one putting Tawa back at the wall. It's gone! Wyatt Langford, his 4th homer of the series. It's the 7th consecutive game with 2 hits or more, and the Rough Riders have tied the game. It's 2-2 in the top of the 6th inning. This guy's unbelievable. 7 straight games with 2 hits. An opposite field home run to right. And here's Liam Hicks. The pitch. The strike with a breaking ball on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Man, on the first pitch he saw here in the sixth inning, an opposite field shot. The offering is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. And you start to run out of words for Wyatt Langford and what he's been able to do so far all across minor league baseball after being drafted just over 2 months ago. Hicks is 1-for-2 today. Diaz looks in. The stretch and the pitch. Hicks pops it foul back behind home. Still 0-2. Langford has the fifth lowest swinging strike rate in the Texas or in the Rangers organization. He has the highest OPS in the organization. Fifth highest walk rate. The pitch. Breaking ball, low of the zone, and it's 1-2. And granted, this is all in very small sample size, but still, he has been unpitchable to, almost. The pitch. High and outside, it's 2-2. And he's creating a little fan group around the batting cage as well of his own teammates before the game, marveling at what he's been doing. The pitch is a breaking ball, tapped on the ground out to second base. Chen's got it. And he fires on to first for the out to retire Liam Hicks. One away in the sixth inning, and Kellen Strom stands in a tie game at 2-2. Everyone talking about how good he is. It has been remarkable to watch him perform over these last 2 weeks, just about the most impressive 2 weeks of baseball you'll ever find. The pitch. Strom watches the knees for a strike and a first pitch curveball, and it's 0-1. Wyatt Langford has just been that guy for the Rough Riders and for the Rangers organization. The 0-1. Breaking ball just high. 1-1. He looks like Mike Trout. He has the body type of a linebacker. He can run. He can hit. He's extremely smart. The 1-1. Bounces down in the dirt. 2 balls and 1 strike. And it really seems like his ceiling is so incredibly high. Such a nice guy as well. 2-1. Breaking ball lashed up the middle right at the shortstop, Duzenak, who makes the catch just off to his left hip. A hard line drive at 99 off the bat from Kellen Strom, but to the wrong place. It's out number 2 here in the sixth inning. Tied at 2. Aaron Zavala stands to the plate. First offering to Z. Fastball foul back. Over on South Buchanan Street. Beyond left, and it's 0-1. Now Aiden Anderson is still warming in the Rough Riders bullpen, so Jack Leiter's day is done. What a final start it was for Mr. Leiter. Last start for his 23 double-A season. And the 0-1. And Zavala takes to the bottom of the zone for a called strike, and it's 0-2. And then also the second-to-last game of the season for the Rough Riders. 9 strikeouts for the right-hander. Tied at 2. 0-2 on Zavala with 2 down. The pin. Breaking ball, hit foul on the ground back behind home, and it's still no balls and 2 strikes on the Rough Riders DH tonight. Diaz looks in for his sign. The Sod Poodles also have somebody warming in their bullpen. The pitch home. This is just high. 1 ball, 2 strikes. It's a left-hander loose man. These skeleton jerseys that Amarillo has on tonight. The numbers are not the easiest to read. The 1-2. Strike 3 called. Got him on the upper edge outside corner. He strikes out Zavala, and the side comes to a close. 1 run on 1 hit. No errors and nobody left on base. Wyatt Langford does it again. A solo home run to tie the game at 2. We'll be right back to the bottom of the sixth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Into the last of the sixth inning, tied at two from Amarillo. Wyatt Langford with a solo homer to tie the game. And Eden Anderson has come out of the Rough Riders bullpen. First pitch to Cam Duzniak, and it's a swing and a miss off the outside corner on the slider. It's 0-1. Jack Leiter done in his start. He goes five innings, allowing two runs, both earned on three hits. Here's the stretch in the 0-1 from Anderson. Slider swing and a miss off the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Nine strikeouts for Jack and one walk. Really strong start for him. Only one bad pitch, the two-run home run allowed to Robinson. Aiden Anderson, the first man called out of the Rough Riders bullpen tonight. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's 0-2 on Duzniak, who struck out twice against Leiter. The first two batters of the order for Amarillo combined 0-4 with four strikeouts. Duzniak and Leiter. Or in Tawa, I should say. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball bottom of the zone, and Aiden Anderson with the strikeout of Duzniak. And his first batter that he faces, it's the 10th strikeout of the night for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. One away, and here's Tim Tawa, who struck out twice in today's game. Tied at two. Rough Riders and Soddies. Anderson fires. Bottom of the zone, a called strike. 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders are not going to be in the playoffs this year. The Sod Poodles will. Here's the stretch, and eight in the 0-1. And just inside, it's one ball and one strike. Do have to extend a congratulations to the Down East Wood Ducks, the low A affiliate of the Rangers. Here's the 1-1 pitch. It's at the bottom of the zone, outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-2. They are in the championship series after they defeated the Carolina Mudcats yesterday on a walk-off sack fly. They'll face off against the Charleston River Dogs in the Carolina League Championship Series tomorrow at 12 our time, 1 o'clock Eastern, over in Down East, which is Kinston, North Carolina. The pitch is cut on and missed, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Aiden Anderson out of the bullpen, and there are two outs. Tied at two, bottom of the sixth inning. Caleb Roberts stands in. He's 0-2 in the first pitch. The left-hander watches on the outside corner, a strike for the right-handed sidearm thrower, and it's 0-1. So Down East will take on Charleston, and that should be a lot of fun in the championship series. The 0-1. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-2. Regular season done for both high A and low A. Only the playoffs left in those two leagues. Triple A goes another week next week. And then all minor league regular seasons will be finished. We finish tomorrow is the final game at the double A level. 0-2. Low, and it's one ball and two strikes. Two outs, bases clear. 2-2 ball game, bottom of the sixth inning. This year has just flown by. 137th game of the season. The pitch. Fouled straight back. Two balls and two strikes. That'll be tomorrow. It's the 136th tonight. Caleb Roberts, exactly 100 hits this year. 1-2. He swings, smacks it out to center field. Strom back into the alley. He's there. He makes the catch. And that's the end of the inning. A 1-2-3 frame with a couple strikeouts for Aiden Anderson in relief of Jack Leiter. And we go to the top of the seventh. Six innings in the books. We're still tied at two apiece. Josh Warden on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
We are a STEM. For a limited time, get high-performance, ultra-reliable internet plans starting at just $25 a month. And now we have mobile, too. Experience the number one rated internet with this special offer. Switch today. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $25 a month, all in for 1 year. Don't forget to ask about Astound Mobile. We are Astound.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the seventh inning here in Hodgetown. Josh Hatcher, the batter, and the first pitch is hit on the ground right in front of the plate. The catcher Centeno comes out, bobbles, throws to first in the dirt, and not in time. Josh Hatcher beats out a grounder that got about 5 to 7 feet in front of the plate. Juan Centeno did not field it cleanly and is thrown to first base on a hop, and Josh Hatcher is safe at first. It's a 2-2 tie ball game in the seventh inning, and Emiline Montilla is the new pitcher for the Sod Poodles, 27-year-old out of the Dominican, signed as a free agent this year by the Diamondbacks organization. Montilla now deals to Cody Freeman, and he fouls a pitch off the catcher Centeno, who's taken a beating, both being unable to make the play in the first pitch of the inning and then taking a foul ball off his shoulder on the second pitch of the inning. 6.92 ERA for Montilla over 11 appearances. 14 strikeouts in 13 innings. Throw over to first and a pretty good pickoff move, but Josh Hatcher is safely back to first. So a soft ground ball from Josh Hatcher. He's been productive twice today. A sacrifice fly and a single. Pitch in, and Freeman grounds at third base side. Cintrone fields, goes to second for the first out. Chen turns to first and gets the double play. Around the horn for the Sod Poodles. 5-4-3, and two outs recorded on a single pitch. So three pitches into the inning, and two outs have been recorded by Emiline Montilla. With a single along the way, a double play, and now Franer Chavez the batter. Wyatt Langford tied the game last inning, and the score remains 2-2 in the top of the seventh. Hitting for the right side, Chavez takes a pitch on the inner corner. It is strike one. Rough Riders trying to win another road game. They're actually better on the road this year. Chavez swings through a off-tempo pitch from Montilla. And a slide step towards first base. And gets a tempo off from Chavez. You miss it 0-2. 2 outs and nobody on for the Rough Riders. Time is called, and now Carlos Cardoza, the manager, is walking down the third baseline and intends to speak with Ben Engstrand, the home plate umpire. Time was initially called because there was a ball loose in the outfield, and they had to throw a souvenir out. And I wonder if Carlos is hoping to change that last pitch and say that it should not count. Maybe and call time early or whatever it may be. And 100% sure, but now all three umpires are discussing matters with each other. All umpires make a call and stick with what they ruled. So it's an 0-2 count on Freinier Chavez. Bases empty with two down. The Rough Riders 34-33 on the road this year. Chavez takes high and away. It's 1-2. Meanwhile, they're 10 games under 500 at home. They actually hit slightly better at home, but they pitch better on the road. A lot of one-run losses at home. Pitch is in the dirt, and it's now 2-2 to Chavez. I think a lot of the reason for just winning more on the road, at least part of it's just coincidental. I mean, the run differential is all that crazy, and just some decisions don't go your way, and over the course of a season might look weird. 2-2 pitch is flied in the air, left side. Cintron digging back. The third baseman backpedals. He gives way to somebody. It's the left fielder Robinson with a trio of sod poodles all in the area with Duzenak, the shortstop there. It's the left fielder Robinson making the catch. And three batters come up for the Rough Riders, and Montilla faces the minimum in the seventh inning. We head to the bottom half. Time to stretch from Amarillo. 2-2 tie score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
A gorgeous night in Amarillo, Texas. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. We've got a good game on our hands. It's a tie score, 2-2, with Aiden Anderson back to work against the middle of the Sod Poodles order in the bottom of the seventh inning. I'm Josh Horton. Zach Bigley is seated to my right. We'll do some trivia in this inning as well. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, A.J. Vukovic will lead off. There's a fly out and a walk today for a guy hitting 266 on the season with 24 home runs. Right-hand batter climbs in. Aiden Anderson steps on the rubber and then steps off before his first pitch. Right-hander dealt last inning and went 1-2-3 with two strikeouts along the way. Now he's ready to go. All right, bottom of the seventh inning begins with Aiden Anderson kicking. And a fastball zips in just inside ball one. Well, it was on this date 14 years ago. Mark Reynolds struck out four times in the ballgame. 1-0 pitch. It's on the inside corner this time, 1-1. Reynolds reached 200 strikeouts on the year as a hitter on the state in 2009. Back-to-back years, he hit the double century mark. 1-1 toss, a grounder towards third. Running over, Freeman has it in his glove. He throws to first and gets the out. Good run by Freeman to peg him out. One away for Seth Beer. 2-2 tie score in the seventh inning. Well, Mark Reynolds holds the single season record for most strikeouts in a single year, 223 of those in that same season, 2009. So my question for you, Zach, is going to be most strikeouts. Here's the pitch, and Beer swings underneath it. Most strikeouts since 2000, the guys who have had just a lot of K's since the turn of the century. Who do you think has struck out the most at the plate? The 0-1 to Beer is volley to left field and deep hit. Lankford running back, but he's there in time. Makes the catch in front of the trap. And there's two outs for Juan Centeno. The tie score 2-2. Who do you think has struck out the most in the 2000s?
Mark Reynolds is my first guess.
He is fourth.
Adam Dunn.
He is first. Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Over 2,300 times. Any other names up there that you could think of?
Mark Teixeira.
He's not top five. Yeah, he's not on there. Fly ball towards center field, and Kellen Strom jogging in. He's underneath it, peering into the black sky, and he makes the catch. 1-2-3 inning for Aiden Anderson. Well, they didn't give you much time for the trivia, but you got number one. It's about as good as you could do it. And also Miguel Cabrera and Justin Upton were up there in the top four, along with Nelson Cruz. So, well done. A lot of strikeouts for those guys. You've never struck out in your MLB career.
That's true.
All right, to the eighth inning. Tie score, 2-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Seven innings are in the books in Amarillo, and we only have 11 innings left on the season, barring extras, naturally, or other weirdness, but down the home stretch, certainly. First pitch to Scott Capers is on the inside half, 0-1. We're into the eighth from Hodgetown tonight. The score is knotted up at two runs apiece between the Sod Poodles and Rough Riders. Second pitch is a bit high. Capers held back And it's one ball, one strike to the catcher.
What kind of weirdness are we talking about here?
Well, we could have a rain-shortened game. We could have extra innings. We could have fans rushing the field and causing a delay. 1-1 pitch, a foul back. You and I called a game with a streaker once. Not here. This was 2016. Oregon State, Oregon football
yeah.
game.
Yeah, I was like racking my brain. I was like, when was there a streak?
We didn't know each other. We were calling the same game, and we didn't even know we were in the same building.
It's true.
1-2 pitch is a ground ball, left side foul. I say streaker, but it's a bit of a stretch. He was clothed.
Yes.
Does that count as a it doesn't.
He just rushed the field.
He rushed the field. Yeah. That's not really streaking, is it? Yeah, I exaggerated. I apologize. One ball, two strikes. And Montilla pitches in. Is down in the dirt 2-2. I've always wanted to call a game with a streak. Not that much. I just think it's interesting. Like, it doesn't happen that often, and I still haven't.
Well, tomorrow maybe I'll run on the field.
don't streak, though. Actually, I don't want that. 2-2 pitch is fly to right field, medium depth. Tim Tawa jogs in. He's underneath, and he puts it away.
Middle again. Is that Shaq?
I mean, it would be funny. Would make some headlines. Gabriel Rodriguez, the batter, top of the order for the Riders. One out, nobody on the bases. Frisco tied with Amarillo 2-2. No streakers needed. Miley Montilla deals in. And a swing and a miss from Rodriguez at 0-1. All right, I got a weird note for you, Zen.
Hit me.
The Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles had a long season series this year. One pitch is up and in. One ball, one strike. The Rough Riders are 10-12 against Amarillo in the season series, so they could technically come back and potentially in the season series tie. 1-1 pitch. Off-speed Rodriguez pounds it high in the air. Playable for the center fielder. A.J. Vukovic drifts in, and it's into the webbing for out number two. Rodriguez flies out, brings up Wyatt Langford. But the base is empty in a 2-2 tie. The Rough Riders have a winning record against one team in the Texas League. The Amarillo Sod Poodles have a losing record against one team in the Texas League. It is the same team. Can you guess who it is?
I'm sorry, I need your question.
First pitch to Langford. It is on the inside corner, 0-1. Rough Riders have a winning record against one team. And Amarillo has a losing record on the season against one team. The 0-1 pitch. It's in the dirt, skips in for ball one.
San Antonio. Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
It's the transitive property. Yeah. It never makes sense.
No. A is better than C is better than C. A is better than B, better than C. Therefore, C is better than A. No, that's not true. 1-1. Just below the knees, 2-1. Or it could be, or it could not be. Who knows? It just doesn't work out like that.
Not in sports.
Not really.
We look at, especially in like football, when we look at common opponents.
Yeah. 2-1 pitch. Langford takes a home run hack, doesn't make contact. Batting helmet comes halfway off. He wanted the seats on that one. He wanted to get the go-ahead home run and second long ball of the day. Still got a chance. 2 balls, 2 strikes. He homered his last at-bat to right field to tie the game. Montilla's 2-2 delivery. Langford swings, a line drive towards third, pops out of the glove of the third baseman, Cintrone. He throws to first, not in time. It skips towards the railing, got away from the first baseman, Beer. Langford is second, he wants third, now he stops. And the throw to third was a good one, good choice to stop at second. An error on the play on Cintrone, maybe two errors. As Langford lined a ball towards Cintrone, it was hard hit, but not a missile exactly. And Cintrone had it in his glove, it bounced out. He then threw to first, not in time. And it skipped past the first baseman, Beer, to a railing on the right side. And Langford got to second easily, was almost greedy for third. He stops there. Looks like it will be two errors on the same play.
He is so electric.
Yeah. Causes some chaos. First pitch to Liam Hicks. Breaking ball low. It's 1-0 with the go-ahead run at second base. Top of the eighth inning.
What do you think? I would call that a single. Did they say two errors?
Yeah, there was no errors previously, and there's two errors on the board now. Pitch to Hicks is popped up foul out of play. And you say a hit and single. Okay, well, the scoreboard disagrees. They have two errors up there. But all right, hit and error. I would have gone two errors myself, but all right. I mean, might as well give Langford a hit. I'm not going to argue it. 1-1 pitch is low, 2-1. I just thought Cintrone should have caught that ball.
He should have, for sure. But, I mean, he's fully outstretched, backhanded.
That's fair. Yeah, that's valid. It could go either way. So they give it a hit and an error to advance him to second. His third hit of the day. 2-1 pitch is on the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes.
Just about the only thing he hasn't done here at this level is have a three-hit game.
Now he has. Wyatt Langford keeps on raising that batting average. 11 hits on the series in 18 at-bats. Two balls, two strikes. Langford takes his lead from second, hoping to score the go-ahead run. Here's the pitch. Hank swings over and strikes out to end the inning. Wyatt Langford has still not scored this series, except when he hits a home run. He's done that four times this week. And he's stranded after a single plus some chaos. He's left at second base. Still a tie score through 7.5 innings. As the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the eighth inning here in Amarillo. Aiden Anderson has thrown just 19 pitches tonight, so he will keep on working in his third inning of work for the Rough Riders. A tie score from Hodgetown. The right-hander will face the right-handed batter in Christian Robinson, who is homered today. Anderson's pitch. Off-speed, swung early. Robinson misses. It's 0-1. Two-run home run off of Jack Leiter today. He saw two fastballs to end both of his at-bats. The 0-1 pitch. Robinson takes in the bottom of the zone. It's 0-2. He homered off a fastball in the second inning. He struck out on a Jack Leiter fastball in the fifth inning. His first appearance against Aiden Anderson in the 0-2. Off-speed, low and outside. One ball, two strikes. Rough Riders have scored one run in two different innings today, including a Wyatt Langford sixth inning long ball to tie the game. Here's the pitch. Robinson swings at a high fastball, fouls it back. Still a 1-2 count. Two right-handed batters to open this inning, then a lefty as the third batter up. I'm guessing Anderson will try to get one or two outs this frame. Probably won't end the inning. Tristan Pauley, a lefty, is loosening in the bullpen. A 1-2 pitch. A partial swing. It was low and outside. And now two balls, two strikes. S.P. Chen, the third batter up in this inning, is 0-10 against left-hand pitchers this year. The 2-2 pitch. A grounder towards the left side. Freeman runs in, bobbles, and doesn't have a play, but under his glove. And it sticks in the grass right in front of the dirt. And it's probably an infield base hit for Christian Robinson. Puts him at first base to lead off the eighth inning. 2-2 tie with Cody Freeman jogging in. He tried to field on the shortstop and hit the top of his webbing and just stayed on the grass while he ran past it. And Robinson safe at first base. Giancarlo Cintron is the hitter for the Sod Poodles. A double today. He's 1-for-2. Nobody out. Robinson a healthy lead from first base. First pitch from Anderson. To the dirt low and outside. What a note to Cintron. Third year at Double A for Giancarlo Cintron. drafted in 2017 out of Nova Southeastern University in Florida. 24th round selection. The pitch. Low and outside again. Two balls, no strikes. So a runner at first for the Sod Poodles as they try to reclaim the lead. The Rough Riders really hope to snap a little skid, win the fifth game of the series, give a chance to tie the series tomorrow. 2-0 pitch. Off speed, a partial swing on appeal. He did not go. Three balls and no strikes. Bottom half of the eighth inning. That pitch didn't miss by much, maybe the circumference of a baseball. 3-0. Taking all the way. It's a strike at the bottom of the zone. Tristan Pauly is hot and ready to go. He's just standing on the mound in the bullpen. So he will come in perhaps next batter no matter what. We'll see. 3-1 delivery from Anderson. Off speed, loops in for strike two. Full count now to Cintrone. The third baseman playing his 19th game of the year. Has three extra base hits. They're all doubles. Stands in the back of the batter's box, hitting from the right side. The payoff, actually a throw to first. Pretty quick pickoff move from Anderson, but Robinson was ready to dive back. He has made his double-A debut this series. He's not yet attempted a steal. Now Anderson steps off the rubber in time is called. Cintrone steps out and takes an extra practice swing. Infield playing him mostly straight up, pushed over a bit to the left side. Hicks, the first baseman, holding the runner on. The payoff pitch, actually another throw to first, almost got him, but he's safe. Back at first base, standing up. Second pickoff move of the plate appearance, so Robinson more likely to be going here, but on the 3-2 pitch, probably be the last pitch of the at-bat. Here's the 3-2. Runner goes. It's a line drive to shallow left field. Langford has to play it on a bounce. He grabs it and has no chance to get Robinson, who goes first to third. Running on the pitch, and Robinson scoots around to third base, and the go-ahead run, with nobody out yet in the inning, is 90 feet away. Back-to-back base hits for the Sod Poodles. And it looks like Aiden Anderson is done with a left-handed batter coming up, and Tristan Pauly will get the nod in the bullpen. Two runners on for Tristan Pauly to deal with. Aiden Anderson responsible for them both. And nobody out in a tie ball game. Bottom of the eighth inning continues in a 2-2 game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
You're one of a kind. You deserve a mobile service that lets you stand out. Introducing Astound Mobile. With award-winning internet, we have plans that fit you to do more, to be more, on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks. With Astound, you only pay for what you need. Buy the gig or go unlimited. Switch today and get mobile with our award-winning internet for as low as $40 a month. Two great services, one astounding company. We are Astound.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, a pitching change for the Rough Riders. It's Tristan Pauly coming in out of the bullpen. Left-handed reliever to face S.P. Chen at the bottom of the Sod Poodles order. They have ruled that first base hit against Aiden Anderson an error, by the way. Not a single, in fact. So runners on the corners for the Sod Poodles. Anderson is responsible for one of them. He will not be charged with an earned run for Robinson, who's at third base. And the Rough Riders hope he won't score, and that point will be moot anyways. Nobody out, though, in the bottom of the eighth. Tie score. Pauly takes a breath in his first pitch. Breaking ball bunted near the plate. Foul to the right side of the dish. So Tristan Polly comes in and is the second reliever today after Aiden Anderson was really effective in his first two innings. This one was not so easy. An error and a single. And he exits the ballgame. Faced two right-handed hitters. Was not able to get either of them out. Now a lefty-lefty matchup to the nine-hole hitter. Polly's 0-1 toss. A throw over to first, in fact. The runner at first, Giancarlo Cintrone, retreats. Runners at the edges for the Sod Poodles. A 2-2 score in the home half of the eighth inning. Polly is set, looking towards first base. And the southpaw raises his leg. Off speed, bunted in the air towards first base. Fielded by Polly, goes home, not in time. The run scores. A safety squeeze. And Polly unable to field it in the air. He almost caught it, but it was just a little bit too far out of his reach. And S.P. Chen gets an RBI out of it. On a bunt, popped up, but it landed perfectly in between home and the mound. And the Sod Poodles score the go-ahead run. An RBI for S.P. Chen. They may give him a base hit out of it. Perhaps a fielder's choice, but it would not have been all that easy of a play for Tristan Polly to go back to first. Tumbling as he underhand back to the plate, but not too close. Robinson slid in. It's now 3-2 Amarillo. There's still nobody out. Now first pitch is fouled by Cam Duzanek. The infield pulling in as he was starting to receive the pitch. The corner infielder's in. Now the middle infielders are playing back, not all the way back in the infield, but a double play combo. They'll trade two outs to allow the runner at second to advance. First and second for the Sod Poodles. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. Duzanek takes inside corner. It's 0-2. The Sod Poodles do get a hit. It's ruled an RBI single on the bunt for S.P. Chen. First and second, 3-2 Amarillo in the eighth inning. The toss. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Cam Duzanek swings on three pitches and does not get it. He has struck out four times tonight in all four of his plate appearances. So 3-2 Amarillo. Now it's Tim Tawa to the plate. Tristan Polly faced a left-hander. That was the bunt single. Then he faced a right-hander. He got him out on a three-pitch strikeout. Everything has gone opposite the way you'd expect in terms of righty-lefty matchup in this inning. Tim Tawa the hitter. Polly's pitch. A swing and a foul ball back. Aiden Anderson, a right-hand pitcher, faced two right-hand hitters. They both got aboard. Tristan Polly faced a left-handed batter. He singled the first lefty-righty matchup, and that was the first out of the inning. First one where you'd think the advantage would be to the batter. Tim Tom with a hitter, another righty. And the 0-1 delivery from Tristan Polly. Swing and a miss again. He's ahead 0-2. Polly is ahead 0-2, and Tim Tom was struck out three times tonight. If he strikes out here, the top two guys in the Sod Poodles order would strike out eight times in eight plate appearances. He's got him 0-2. Polly comes set, looking in to Scott Capers, has his sign. Looks back at second once. A long look there, still looking. Now he deals in. Fastball low and away. One ball, two strikes from Tristan Polly. One out in the inning. Amarillo scoring the go-ahead run. Frisco is now down to its final three outs. When they come up in the top of the ninth inning, Kellen Strom would lead off. Polly's 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Another strikeout. Back-to-back K's. Second out of the inning, and the Rough Riders pitchers have absolutely demolished the top two hitters in the Sod Poodles order. Eight plate appearances, eight strikeouts. Goodness gracious. Cam Duzanek was the one who homered yesterday, scored the walk-off run later in the ballgame yesterday. Tim Tawa, also a good hitter. 259 average, but they have both been stymied and then some. Now it's Caleb Roberts with two down. Off speed on the low outside edge. Roberts didn't like the call. It's 0-1. Two outs in the inning. Both teams with five hits and one error tonight, but the Sod Poodles with just one more run. Polly looking back, and he deals low this time. It's 1-1. Amarillo has stranded just one runner tonight in this entire game. Frisco has left four on the bases. Amarillo 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position. They were 0-for-3 yesterday. Scored on three different home runs, none of them with a runner in scoring position, and then scored on a balk in the ninth inning. So it wasn't manufacturing runs in small ball yesterday, if you will. And today they're trying to manufacture more. A safety squeeze bunt single this inning to score the go-ahead run. There's a manufactured run if you've ever seen one. A 1-1 pitch from Tristan Pauly. Swung on and missed. He gets ahead with Caleb Roberts missing completely. 0-for-3 today is Roberts. None of the top four hitters have a base hit tonight for the Sadhus. Roberts 0-for-3. He had two outfield assists yesterday, though, playing in the outfield. He's DHing today. A 1-2 delivery from Tristan Pauly. It is low. Two balls, two strikes. Roberts looking to add on to his 66 RBIs this season. Infield playing him to pull. Left-hand batter against a left-hand pitcher. Pauly has struck out two in a row. Cintron takes his lead from second base. S.P. Chen, a larger lead from first. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Pauly strikes out three in a row to end the inning. After the bunt single in front of the plate got the go-ahead run in, Pauly makes sure that the inning does not grow any more disastrous, and it's a one-run ball game heading into the ninth. Will the Rough Riders lose their fourth one-run ball game this week, or will they come back in the ninth? Zach Bigley has the call. 3-2 Sod Poodles on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're into the top of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders need a run to tie it. And Kellen Strom to lead things off for Frisco. They trail 3-2 with Amarillo scoring the go-ahead run in the bottom half of the eighth inning. So Frisco faces a bit of an uphill battle here in the ninth. It's Kellen Strom against the right-hander. And the first pitch. A breaking ball at the bottom of the zone for a called strike. And it's 0-1. Christian Montes de Oca is the batter, is the pitcher, I should say. For Amarillo. He deals. Swing and a miss. Out in front, and it's 0-2. Montes de Oca, big right-handed pitcher. He stands 6'4", 230 pounds, 24 years old. He lifts the left leg and brings it in. Strom watches low and outside. It's one ball and two strikes. So far this season with Amarillo, a 4.05 ERA and 41 appearances. 1-2 pitch. Strom pops it foul right side. And out of play. Still one ball, two strikes. Over 60 innings, 54 strikeouts to 26 walks for Christian Montes de Oca. 223 batting average against. The 1-2. Another pop-up foul right side and out of play. And it's still one ball and two strikes on Strom, who's 0 for 2 tonight with a walk and a run score. Three runs, five hits, and an error for Amarillo. Two runs, five hits, and an error for the Rough Riders. 1-2 on the way. Breaking ball in the dirt. Off the outside end. Count horizons at two balls and two strikes. The Rough Riders scored first in this game with a run in the second. Amarillo then took the lead with two in the bottom of the second. Rough Riders tied it in the sixth inning. The 2-2. Swinging a line shot into center field. It lands in front of Vukovic, a base hit. Kellen Strom singles to begin the top of the ninth inning. And the Rough Riders have the tying run aboard to start the frame. Here's Aaron Zavala. Wyatt Langford tied the game in the sixth inning with a homer before Amarillo took the lead in the bottom of the eighth. Zavala 1-for-3 today with a double, couple strikeouts. Montes de Oca against the left-hander pitches. Fastball letter high, just above the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. Zavala has three hits in the series. All three are doubles over his five games. 1-0 pitch. Pop foul back behind home. Ball and a strike. Rough Riders have their sixth hit on the night. One pitch to Zavala. He pops it again. Foul out of play to the left side. Ball and two strikes on the Riders DH. Frisco has had their opportunities, but they're 0 for 4 with runners in scoring position. This after going 2 for 10 last night. 1-2 pitch to Zavala. Check swing foul back behind home. Still one ball and two strikes. Josh Hatcher is on deck. He's had a good game. He's singled and driven in a run with a sac fly. 1-2 pitch. Swinging a foul again right back behind home. It's still one ball and two strikes. Four straight foul balls for Zavala. With a runner at first, Rough Riders down 3-2, top of the ninth inning. Frisco and Amarillo will play the series finale and season finale in the regular season tomorrow. 1-05 first pitch. Nick Kraut takes the ball for Frisco. 1-2 pitch to Zavala. Takes down in the dirt for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Dylan Ray on the other side pitches for Amarillo. He started in game one of this series. Hope you can join us tomorrow for some matinee baseball and some reminiscing of the 2023 season. Two balls, two strikes. Kicking the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside. Strike three. So a battle, but Montes de Oca wins it. Here's Josh Hatcher with one down and a runner at first. Hatch, left-handed batter also. First toss. Hatcher swings and misses, and it's 0-1. He has the power to give the Rough Riders the lead right here with a long ball, though it's been a while since he has left the yard. His last home run, August 1st against Midland. The 0-1. He swings, sends a drive to center field. Vukovic back at the warning track at the fence. Jumps up and it's high off the wall. Strom around second on his way to third. Foot race to the plate. The throw, not in time. Hatcher to third. He's tied the game. RBI triple in the top of the ninth inning. We are tied at three. Strom was racing around second base. He got a great jump seeing that Vukovic wasn't able to make that catch, and he was able to come in to score on his feet. Hatcher into third, and RBI triple to knot the game at three, and here's Cody Freeman. Infield comes in for Amarillo. Freeman in from the right side of the first pitch. Outside, they attempted to jump up and throw a back pick down to third. Hatcher got in without a throw. Montos de Oca, the 1-0. Down in the dirt, bounced in. Here comes Hatcher to the plate. It's bobbled, and he slides in safe. Oh, man. Centeno couldn't get a hand on it. It was still within the dirt circle off to the right side. He tried to flip it home, and he couldn't barehand it. The Rough Riders take the lead in the top of the ninth inning, 4-3. It's a wild pitch that only got away about 10 feet off to the right side. And Hatcher, extremely aggressive, base running, comes in to score. Centeno tried to pick it up with a bare hand, then he dropped it. And he tried three more times in succession, and he could not get a grip on the baseball, and Hatcher scores on the wild pitch. Rough Riders lead 4-3. And a quick mound visit for the pitching coach, Tom Gorzolani. He comes out and chats with Montos de Oca. Man, this inning really changed quickly from Aaron Zavala striking out to Josh Hatcher. An RBI triple off the center field wall, and then scoring the go-ahead run on a wild pitch. And the Rough Riders have their first lead of the night in the top of the ninth inning. That is since the second. Cody Freeman looking for his first career double-A hit still in his double-A debut. He's 0-3. Stretch of the pitch. Swinging a hard ground ball to the left side. Duzenac backhands it short, fires to first and gets him. Two outs. Nifty play at shortstop, and here's Franer Chavez. The game began with a Jack Leiter great start. Five innings, nine strikeouts, and you might say, well, not necessarily a phenomenal start. Really good for what we're looking from Jack Leiter. We're not looking at a complete game. Here's the stretch. And the first pitch to Chavez, he shows bunt, takes down low and inside, 1-0. That's not a big part of the game anymore. It's about as common as a rotary phone nowadays. Five innings, very good from Jack Leiter. Here's the stretch in the 1-0. Strike in the inside corner, and it's 1-1, and the nine strikeouts to one walk, fantastic as well. 4-3 Rough Riders, top of the ninth inning. Frisco will stick with Tristan Pauly in the bottom of the ninth, in the pitch. Swinging a line drive to first and snared by Seth Beer, skying up in the air and plucking it down for the final out of the ninth inning. Rough Riders take the lead, though. 4-3 in the bottom of the ninth. Tristan Pauly out to secure the victory when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast. just like you like it.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders leading 4-3 after two runs in the top of the ninth. And Tristan Polley back out to try and nail down this victory for the Rough Riders. A.J. Vukovich, the batter, to lead things off. Then it's Seth Beer and Juan Centeno. It's the middle third of the order for Amarillo. Vukovich 0-2 today. But he's 4-11 in the series, and he is the franchise all-time leader in a single season in RBIs with 95. So 4-3 Frisco, right-hander at the plate, left-hander on the mound, and the first pitch from Tristan Polley. Breaking ball tapped on the ground, foul into the Amarillo dugout left side. It's 0-1. Four runs, seven hits, and an error for the Rough Riders. Amarillo, three runs on five hits and one error. This has been a great baseball game in front of a good crowd. Here's the 0-1 pitch. This is low and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. It's been well-paced, well-played. It's had exciting moments on both sides, back-and-forth nature. And another lead change late in this ballgame. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball, just hums down and in. Polley jumps up and down in frustration, wanting the call. He didn't get it. It's two balls and one strike. Polley struck out three in a row to end the eighth inning after allowing the go-ahead run on a bunt single. He stretches in the 2-1, swinging a grounder foul back behind home and off to the left side. It's 2-2. He came in relief of Aiden Anderson. After the first two batters had reached, allowed the RBI bunt single and then struck out Duzenak, Tawan, Roberts all in a row. The 2-2. Check swing, and he did not go. It's gone full at three balls and two strikes. Got to be careful with this bunch. You don't want to allow a man to get on in front of Seth Beer, especially, who's on deck. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Tristan Polley with four straight strikeouts. One away in the ninth inning. What a gutsy performance. 4-3 Rough Riders. And Scott Capers looks like he broke his glove. He has to go get a new one. Go get it from the bullpen, and Noah Bremer jogs down. And he's going to grab it from David Garcia. Relay it to the Rough Riders catcher. Jog back behind home plate. So Seth Beer comes in now, owner of 13 homers this year. He's 1-for-3 with a single back in the second. Juan Centeno on deck. There's not really an easy part of this order. Everyone can go yard in this order top to bottom. Here's the stretch. And the first pitch from Tristan Polley. At the bottom of the zone, but just off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. It is left on left. Tristan Polley's changeup has made him very effective against right-handed batters, though. Here's the 1-0 pick. Beer fouls it straight back. One ball and one strike. Polley has had some really tough outings this year. He's also had some really good ones, and it would be amazing for a guy who has been a huge part of this team over the last 2 years to finish the season picking up this victory. Here's the 1-1. After a long hold, he brings it. Swing and a miss. Got him out in front on a breaking ball, and it's one ball and two strikes. Rough Riders fell on a walk-off balk last night. They look to complete a come-from-behind victory tonight. 1-2. Check swing. He went around. Strike three. Tristan Polley with five straight strikeouts.
Two down in the ninth inning, and here's Juan Centeno. Oh, man. 4-3 Rough Riders, bottom half of the ninth inning. Juan Centeno is 0-3 tonight. It's a left-on-left matchup in the bottom of the ninth inning. Pauly ready from the stretch. He brings in the initial toss. Fastball dots the outside corner for a called strike at 93 miles an hour, and it's 0-1. Couple strikeouts and a flyout for Centeno today. Pauly shoves in the 0-1. Just off the outside edge, didn't miss by much, and it's one ball and one strike. Centeno just 1-for-10 in this series. The 33-year-old and veteran of the major leagues. Catcher open stance, left side. 1-1 toss from Pauly. Swing and a miss with a breaking ball off the outside corner, and Amarillo's down to their final strike. Base is clear, two down. Trying to silence this Amarillo crowd. Pauly digs some dirt out in front of the slab, looking in for his sign. The southpaw's got it. Comes to a stop at the chest and brings in the 1-2 pitch to Centeno. Low off the outside corner. Ball two with a breaking ball, and it's two balls and two strikes. Infield the pole. Outfield rather deep and no doubles defense. Pauly the 2-2. Check swing and a ball in the dirt. He held 3-2. Christian Robinson, who has a homer tonight, is on deck. So you want to get Centeno here and not allow him to get aboard as the possible go-ahead run if Robinson counts and hits a homer. 3-2. Swing and a foul, and Capers didn't catch it. Or did he? No, he did not. It was stuck in the crook of his elbow, and it hit the ground first. That would have been a heck of a way to end the game. And it's three balls and two strikes still. Pauly has his sign. He sets. Payoff pitch due to Juan Centeno. He kicks and brings it home. Swinging a little pop-up. Shallow right center field. Hatcher charging in. Chavez back. Chavez makes a basket catch. Ball game over. Riders win 4-3. What a win for the Rough Riders on the road in Amarillo. In the second to last game of the season, the Rough Riders have one of their games of the year, and they win it 4-3 to steal a victory from the jaws of defeat. Frisco with a monster game from the offensive side by Wyatt Langford. Three hits tonight. Jack Leiter was brilliant in his start, striking out nine over five strong innings, and the Rough Riders pick up the win. Final score from Amarillo, 4-3 Frisco. Josh Warden has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet.
post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, it looked like this game was going to go like three others have traversed this series. The Sod Poodles get out in front by one run. We head to the ninth inning. The Rough Riders down to their final three outs. And, nope, just kidding. This one took a turn in the ninth. The Rough Riders have lost three different games this week by one run. Tonight was not that night. Frisco scores two in the top of the ninth and instead deal a one-run loss to the Sod Poodles themselves, and are now within one game of tying the series with one game left on the week and one game left on the season. Josh Hatcher had the go-ahead run. He tripled to score Kellen Strom to tie the game and then scored on a wild pitch to win it in the top of the ninth. And give credit to Kellen Strom for singling to lead off the inning, or else that a triple would not have scored the tying run. Good base running, and Hatcher comes home in a wild pitch that did not get very far away from home plate. Of course, Wyatt Langford stealing headlines once again. Three hits for the first time in his Double-A career. A home run. Not the first time he's done that. Four long balls on the series through the first five games. And on the week, he's now 12 for 16. That's a ridiculous average. I can't even comprehend. Like, that's absurd. 12 for 18, I should say. 12 for 18. So a .666 average this week. And six RBIs. He's just, I don't even know what to say about Wyatt Langford. 3 for 4 tonight, and the one out that he recorded was a fly out to the warning track. Just crazy. So Langford 3 for 4, and the Rough Riders scored just enough runs with a final score of 4-3 tonight over the Sod Poodles. Well, in tomorrow night's ball game, Nick Krauth gets the start for the final game of the year for the Rough Riders. Cannot make the playoffs, so we know tomorrow night is the end, and the silver lining is we get to reflect and go into it knowing it'll be the last one. It's a nice thing to know that. Of course, the Rough Riders wanted to be into the playoffs, but they're trying to finish out on a two-game winning streak and head into the offseason with some good vibes on the bus ride back to Frisco. That game is an early one tomorrow relative to these last few ones, 1:05 p.m. on a Sunday afternoon here in the Panhandle. Nick Krauth gets the start for the Rough Riders, and he will be opposed tomorrow by Dylan Ray, who also started that Tuesday game. That Amarillo won 2-1 on that day. So, Nick Krauth versus Dylan Ray tomorrow. Of course, Zach Bigley will have the call alongside myself, Josh Warden, in the season finale. The Rangers did lose 2-1 today and are still in the hunt for the playoff berth. They'll still be in as the day's ending, but lose a little bit of their grip in the standings today as they lose a close ball game in Cleveland, despite a base hit and a really nice catch from Evan Carter in the outfield. But the Rangers do fall today after coming into today's action one game ahead of Seattle and a game and a half ahead of Toronto. Toronto did win, so they're one half game ahead of Toronto and still in the playoff berth. Toronto on the outside looking in, but just barely in the AL wildcard race. We'll tell you all about all that and more tomorrow as we look forward to Rangers baseball, close out the Rough Riders season, and call nine more innings here in Amarillo tomorrow afternoon. Pre-game show gets underway at 12:50 tomorrow, and first pitch at 1:05 here from Amarillo. For Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden signing off. Until then, this has been another production of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network. So long, everybody, from Amarillo.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!